said the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. Great to be back with you. It is another Freya's Day, 22nd of March, 2024, which means, of course, we've officially passed into spring, or entered, I guess is a better term, entered into spring, which is racism, of course. I've used it a couple of times, but it's funny. So, arrival of spring is racist, right?
That's kind
of
how it goes. What's the reason for that exactly?
Well,
springing forward,
spring equinox, and you have St. Patrick's Day happens around that time. It's an ancient European tradition, and all of that's racism, isn't it? which is great. I'm all for it. I'm all
yeah,
in.
Yeah, exactly. Spring equinox, it's ours.
That's what I'm saying. Come on. Where are you? Need some support here. What the heck's going on?
Sorry, I was disturbed by this. This fun book that I'm
coming in, you're coming in hot.
I'm going to read you guys here in a little bit. It's called Afro Unicorns.
Of course we are. We're all Afro Unicorns. That's right. All right. Anyway. Man. All right. Quite the show here for you guys lined up. Thank you for joining us, Lana, today. Being back.
Yeah.
Almost a month ago?
You took some time off. A lot of kid stuff going on. And, you know, that's just how it is, being a mom.
Mm-hmm, that's
right?
How it goes.
We did. It's good. You guys get tired of me anyway. It's fun to get in some fresh blood. Some other, you know, fun co-hosts.
We should do more interviews, squeeze that in between. And then you have. You
yes.
Come on and join us.
Absolutely. And anyway. Yeah, of course. We're always looking for good co-hosts. And, you know, I love doing the short videos. My favorite.
Next thing lined up.
Yes.
Man,
am I coming in hot? What the heck? I gotta put it away.
Maybe. Does that sound good to you, Chad? Let me know if, Lana's is distorting. Maybe
do I need to tone it down?
No,
Lana,
don't tone it down. We'll lower you down if that's okay.
Because usually what happens is, you know, it depends how much energy I have, right? Henrik, you're always like, she's up high. It's
do
way
some
down
audio
low.
Testing. And say, hello.
I'm Pisces.
Hello,
you know? I'm like this. I like go with the ocean, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Highs and lows.
Where are we here? Sound good, chat? I think it's okay. Anyway, all right. Sound is good, they say. Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. All right, so anyway, yeah, good Western Warrior show we did. Milestone achieved, 300, right? 300 episodes of that thing. We started.
That's amazing.
Remember that live stream we did? Was it 2016 then?
I was like, I'm going to go look at it. You're like, don't look at it. Don't look at it.
we've improved significantly.
But it's, I mean, for me, it's kind of fun to see all the different places we've lived in.
I've always been an introvert. I mean, yeah, I'm a Swede. I'm like, you know, I don't want to be in front of the cameras. You know, I prefer to be behind. So I really have to work on that. And I think I've gotten better over the years.
Yeah, you've come a long way.
But it's I don't know, it's hard still some days, you know what I mean? But I enjoy it, don't get me wrong. But, you know, some days it's just kind of, you have to work against that kind of an introvertedness that's just by default.
Well, as we shared.
Turn that off. Anyway, go ahead.
And as we shared, though, our goal is we're going to build a separate studio once we acquire some land here in Northern Idaho so that we can have in studio stuff. You know, I have a friend who's an interior designer. We know exactly how we're going to make it look cool and like bring people into the studio and do interviews like how we've wanted to do for many years.
Yes. Right?
But we've had moves and obstacles and things, but we're getting there. We're going to get
there. Yeah, that's right. And again, I did a yesterday no-go zone, but I guess we have, you know, people. There's always new people tuning in. Thank you to the Red Eyes audience for helping to raise some funds, both for Dries van Langenhof, which is we ended up on the top donation list. Thanks to you guys. And of course, we did it the week prior to that to Sam and Laura as well on the top. So thank you guys. Much appreciated. And that's just one show, 1 hour, one super chat segment from you guys. Yeah. So good job, everybody. Thank you for that. We appreciate you.
I'm sure the Belgian press there is going to write about that.
So he had a lot of support. I saw a tweet he did. Joe Rogan had mentioned that is now a bunch of other people. Was it who else was it to mention?
Well, of course, Elon.
Yeah. The Eva chick there, the long pants name, whatever it is, and a couple of other people. But yeah, so apparently the Belgian press is out attacking them like crazy. Yeah. It's like, scream all you want. You're not going to win. Anyway, the other thing here real quick is, of course, do you want to show the Afro unicorn?
I want to read that. We've got some super chats. Oh, okay. Should we do those first?
Sure, go.
AIM316, right, happy Friday, guys. Congratulations on 300 episodes. Western Warrior, great show the other day. I'm happy to be able to support you guys. Keep up the great work. Looking forward to more great shows. Well, thank you so much. We do appreciate that.
Thank you. And it was something with the username there. I think I can fix that right now, actually.
AIM316, yeah, had an issue. Okay, Red Ice members. Well,
sorry about that, man. I'm not sure what's going on with that. Okay, while you read those other super chats, I'll fix that right here.
HP Lovecraft says, welcome to Fundraising Friday. Let's get some help for Henrik and Lana. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for that. I appreciate it. And then we have Veritas6464, the hostess with the mostest. You are the lady with the lamp. Yeah. You're going to make me cry.
With lampshades?
You like real lampshade. You light up our lives. Little cheesy. nice to see you, Lana. Good day, Henrik. Well, thank you so much. And we're going to show these beautiful stones that you sent.
Exactly. So yes, amazing. Indeed, we have that coming up after the after we've been soiled by the vomit-inducing unicorn.
So. No Matawat says spring Swedish has sprung. Okay.
Oh no, sorry. Do that again. I'll shut up this time.
Okay. No Matawat. I think that's how you say it. It says spring has sprung. Yes. And I think it's the second winter in Northern Idaho right now. But we'll come around. Okay. Go on.
Yeah.
Keep interrupting each other.
And now I forgot. I don't know what I was going to say.
Well, maybe next probably time said introvert therapy fund.
There you go. Nice. Thank you. That's the way to do it.
It is just funny
if we grift more and just get more.
I remember years ago when someone asked, well, what kind of guy, do you think you're going to marry? And I said, and at that point I was like, into the goth thing.
An
and I was
like,
a goth?
Africa.
I married a real goth, right? But then I said, someone that's tall, interesting, pale, and introverted. I got that.
Well, so now, what do you think now then, when the introvertness is gone? Well I only do that for the show, right? No, I can't. I'm good now, social too. So.
Yeah, but you always dread it in the beginning, kind of kick you out the door a little bit.
is it that bad? Some days maybe.
I don't know. Maybe that comes with age too. After a while,
and then once you get into, then you're like, I don't want to. You don't want to leave. Then you can like hang out.
Exactly. That's why it's good to fellowship and get together, even when you're not in the mood. I tell my friends that who get like down and out sometimes. Exactly what you need is to get around a bunch of friends, shake you out of your funk, and then afterwards you're like, I'm so glad I did that.
Indeed, that is correct. Go and beat each other up for a little bit. Makes you feel better afterwards.
Yes.
Going in a boxing match. All right. Anyway. Should we do that?
Yes, I'm going to read some pages because I have this great friend named Lori, and she's just a lot of fun. Hi, Lori and Steve. I know you're watching. And she's the one who, when we had I hosted a big Yule party, she went in and slipped a black Santa soap.
Soap dispenser,
soap dispenser. Yeah. Huge one because they're always on clearance, especially in Coeur d'Alene. Get them for like a buck. she slipped it into the bathroom and everyone's like, no Santa in the bathroom. I was like, what is everyone talking about? And then I was busy being hostess, all these people, then I finally went into the bathroom and was like,
oh. Can I interject a second? you know why? Remember this map? I'm not sure if there's any. Remember this map here? Why you shouldn't invade America? guess which zone we settled in. Mm-hmm. Do you see it? I can't circle anything here on this, but yeah, we're in the Nazis area apparently. But anyway,
I'm like, I have the coolest friends. Everyone's just laughing their ass off about this black Santa that's in my bathroom. You know where you ended up in the end of the night? In the trash.
Just threw it away.
Of course. I was like, what do I do with it? Everyone's like, we had our fun one night, so
you got to reuse it.
I had a going away party for another friend.
Been blown up at 4th of July.
We're going to miss. Yeah. Who's going back to Ohio, unfortunately. We're going to miss you. You know who you are. Family, whatnot, prices, all that. Anyway, so after this going away party, my same friend, Lori, gave me this book called We are Afro unicorns. She rapped and said something for the kids. I pulled it out and all my girlfriends were laughing their ass off. So I'm going to read a few pages of this.
Oh, boy.
Between the moon and the stars, an enchanted land called Afronia, where Afro unicorns play and kindness shines. Remember how your teacher, I was telling Hannah, remember in school how they would go, show you the books.
And the green screen makes it disappear, though, too. That's
exactly.
Funny.
This is funny. I am unique. This is divine. And here's our best friend, Magical. We are Afro unicorns.
She.
We play hide and seek in the Afrosaurus forest. We splash and swim in the Uni Mermaid Lagoon. Yes, that's a black mermaid with an Afro unicorn playing with a beach ball in the sun.
Oh, there's a loop. Sorry, I gotta stop.
We skip star rocks and watch them glow at Star Cave. Just magical all day long.
It's like Avatar.
Just. Would you like to be an Afro unicorn? All Afro unicorns have superpowers, and we use our powers to be kind. So kind. They bake pies, they water plants, and they feed chickens. And my super songs lift everyone's spirits, and I love to dance. Do you? You want to be at this party, kids? This Afro unicorn?
Are we doing this?
Last page. Divine is super strong in her mind and body. She's super good at math. See? That unicorn right there?
Ah, okay.
Super good at math.
Of course. Solving the the greatest equations for beyond light speed travel.
Yeah, getting us into space.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'll skip to the last page. Mm-hmm. You are also unique, divine, and magical like we are.
Mm.
Divine and magical. So then I go to the page and it's like, April Showers is the author. Surprise, surprise, black woman. She said, when Afro Unicorn creator April Showers realized her favorite emoji, the unicorn, was only available in white. She was inspired to create a more inclusive brand for children of color to celebrate how magical, unique, and divine they truly are. Now imagine saying that about white kids, right? Newsflash, unicorns are not African. Yes, there's versions of the unicorn. I looked into this depicted in art of ancient civilizations. Not an African one, though. But the unicorn, first written about as this magical white horse, comes from Greek and European legends and mythology. And of course, I love that movie with Tom Cruise, Legend. I'm sure you guys all know
Ridley
that.
Ridley Scott. Yeah, it's good.
Great
yeah.
one. Kind of scary some parts, but
talking
I love
about
that
spring,
one.
It's a big analogy for that, right? Isn't that what part of the story? Anyway.
Only virgins can see them too, right?
So, is that how it goes?
Anyway, the unicorn, the white magical horse, belongs to us. That was a long time ago. Right?
Well, wait, so you tell, okay, well, so they, obviously they were always white, right? Depicted white because of, the sacredness of them.
Purity.
The purity, all those things, right? Exactly. And, so now they have to take that and rub all their stuff all over it. Rub
it
all their shit all over it.
Take it and make it brown. Gosh. It's brown, flush it down. Mm-hmm. Isn't that how that goes?
Yes.
Now, how about the nice gift that we received?
Don't mix your white with colors. Was that the,
I never do.
The laundry?
I never do.
Laundry tip?
I was teaching my kids about that, and you can always insert in a few other lessons while you're teaching about laundry and sorting.
Yep, exactly. Well, if you want to maintain your colors, you'll just let... the water colors, whatever colors it is, right? Unless you want a brown slop, you got to separate them.
That's right.
It's very simple. Anyway. Yes, we have...
From Australia. Now, I think you've heard in the chat, he had mentioned, our friend here mentioned that he was going to send some stones from
Resin Revolt. Yes.
From Australia. You got a picture.
Yep, I do have a picture. Check this out.
It made it. With all the
beautiful
diversity coming across the ocean there.
I think they came back first, right? And then they...
That's right. Yeah. I don't know why. So he says, the small oval is quite rare. It's a black opal, as well as being a Kuber Petty Jelly Crystal Opal. And then the other one is a violet crystal opal, and which is, he says, is reminiscent of the Eye of Odin, right? So had a jewelry maker actually reach out, who's not too far in Washington, and set up a call with him. And we're going to make something out of that. He offered to make something with those stones.
From,
so thank you so much.
From Resin Veritas, whatever he wants to go by, Resin Revolt.
It's beautiful. I love it.
Great.
And it's so much more meaningful coming from you guys.
Yeah. Well, again, and I said it the other day there, but like, here's a guy who's like, I'm gonna buy a goddamn mine,
I love it.
And he does it, and he gets shit done, and, resourceful, He knows how to do stuff, get things done. This is more people like that. That's what we need. Look at that. You can still see the dust. Like, I lint rolled that thing even before I took a photo of it. Like, I don't want to see dust. And then
a lot of lint
rollers. You blow up the photo, and then, like, there's still some dust on it.
That's how it is with glass. Anyway,
it's fairly clean. Clean.
What are you drinking there? Just some Izzy, huh?
Izzy, yeah.
Dirt Trucer says,
I wish it was stronger.
Spring is here. Don't forget the birch sap. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
We love birch trees. Henrik, you missed those. There are some here in Northern Idaho, but not as much.
Yeah, birch is one of my favorite trees. It is my favorite tree. Barn on.
Brocky McGee says, hey guys, how about some love for a Saxon children of descent around the world, hail our folk and blood. Great work. Be safe. You guys are awesome.
No love for the eternal Saxon. What was that? I saw a great meme. Someone said somewhere there's some English nationalists that want to deport Angles, Saxons, Normans, Danes, and it was like someone made fun of it, right? But I was like, I guess it's some Celtic remnant, proto-Celt, right? Birch supremacists. There you go. Exactly. All right.
Now for something that all the boomer women have been so excited to hear about, the royal announcement.
Well, you know, I'll get to why it's a distraction, but yeah, it's there is an important lesson in it, though, and we'll roll around to that, right? So, yeah, so it was all this conspiracy around her, and yes, all the photoshopped images. It's really bizarre. They say she's out. They release some photo, and unless the face was altered, it was not her. It was someone else. So people are like, is she dead? What's going on? So apparently she has cancer.
She had abdominal surgery, which usually is like colon, probably something colon-related. And then they found cancer there. And she has a video about it. We could just play the video.
Okay. Undergoing preventative chemotherapy.
You never want to do chemo as prevention.
Well, they're very mainstream. As we'll roll around to hear how many times was she jabbed again?
You would think even with all their money that at least they'd be trying like all these like cutting edge alternative therapies, you know? Like, yeah, we know people who are doing that successfully now.
It's very managed. People who think that the Windsor family still is controlled and operating are deluded. Like, the Rothschilds have a million times more power over the UK than the Windsor family ever has. You just look at that photo when the Rothschilds, like, is poking, at that time, Prince Charles in the chest. You know, I mean, look at that photo and you see clearly who's in charge. Anyway, let's check this out here.
I want to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery.
While you're editing, using the crop, what's it called again? The crop tool in Photoshop with your photos. They claim she was doing that. And it's like, why are you?
She wouldn't be doing that.
Why are you doing that? Like, why are you intentionally creating conspiracies when you don't have to? Anyway, whatever.
It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family, but I've had a fantastic medical team who've
taken. I know those mixed kids by Harry there. I know it's rough.
Taking great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock.
How old is she, 40?
And William and I have been doing everything we can
early 40s,
to process and manage this privately,
I think,
for the sake of our young family.
I don't really follow these people, so obviously.
As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to
Google
recover
about
from
her
major
every night,
surgery
looking for gossip.
In order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well. I'm getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body, and spirit. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support, and kindness that has been shown by so many of you.
Comforting me in that
family. It means so much to us both. We hope that you'll understand.
Oh, I've got to get rid of this one.
As a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy. While I complete my treatment.
She's been super thin, too, and it looks like, you know, maybe she just had some eating disorders like Diana had, too, something. I don't know. So something was up with her stomach.
Okay, well, she has cancer,
I'm
obviously.
I'm sure stress.
Which, you know, and so then the king has also cancer, And they're all cancer now, and it's just a bunch of AIDS. And of course, you know, then we have to like, here, you know. How many times
this is the big one.
How many times was she jabbed, right? Because, yeah. I mean, it's as we've said many times, it's not only that. There's a million other things. But as you said, you'd think these people have access to good food, I presume, you know, they would eat organic,
I'm
maybe,
sure
if,
they
they're,
have
if they're interested in that. I guess if they're not, they wouldn't.
I'm sure they do, but they still get the jabs and still take the pills and all that, you know? It's like a hybrid version, a liberal hybrid version.
Let's play it. Okay, well, this is just... Yeah, yesterday I received my first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, if true, at London Science Museum. Hugely grateful. And I try to find information about, well, how many jabs did you get? How many boosters did you get? And I could not find it. But anyway, here she is encouraging the turbo cancer-inducing death poison jab here.
Medical experts by any means.
Yeah, this guy has no hair. What the heck?
We're not medical experts. Yeah, you don't say?
Catherine and I are not medical experts by any
but
means.
Take this.
But here we are going to shill this death shot for you here.
Consolation. We can wholeheartedly support, you know, having vaccinations. It's really, really important. We've spoken to a lot of people about it. And, the uptake's been amazing so far. We've got to keep it going so that the younger generations also feel
safe,
you know, that it's really important for them to have it.
It must be really daunting, you know, especially at the beginning, you know, with the warnings out there for those with asthma and underlying health conditions and things like that, with the uncertainty of not knowing what it was about the pandemic that was going to be a sort of a threat or a complication.
Social media is awash sometimes with lots of rumors and misinformation.
Ah, so yes, conspiracies, of course.
We believe in where we got our information from.
And that's certainly turned out well for your family. Maybe the Rothschilds want them, they just want them gone at this point. Maybe they want to take out this branch so they can get Harry's kids in there.
God,
I'm serious. Like, who knows what's happening with this? I mean, we'll see. They probably get some treatment that we don't even know about or whatever. They probably have the Rife machines and their oxygen,
therapies,
ozone treatments, and all kinds of things. Yes, all kinds of things.
I don't know, anyway, she's still doing chemo, though. I mean, young, but nowadays people are getting cancer younger. And one of the big reasons, the turbo cancers with all the vaccines, we've seen a huge rise. So,
but again, that
has to be questioned.
She's now becoming a symbol for that, essentially, right? Like, here's another young, fairly young woman who's just like,
no reason, you know, why she should.
What is this about? You know what I mean? And so, will there be any questions? Will people follow up on this? Will they say what's going on? But, you know, again, I rolled around to that. Oh, by the way, here too. Look at that. Prince Charles and Camilla urged everyone to get a coronavirus vaccine. Of course, they did. You know, and now he has cancer too. Obviously, we'll see how that goes. But the conspiracy stuff around it, I think it was just a big distraction from this. I mentioned it yesterday, but like more than 514 migrants crossed the English Channel in one day. That was Wednesday this week, which is a record high. And instead of focusing on this, stopping this, and all the things that's happening in the UK, everyone's reading about, well, what's with the royal family? And almost like, are they with these photoshopped images and not say, why couldn't they say anything right away? Right? Why couldn't they just, she might have cancer.
Why did they have to wait 72 hours or whatever it was?
It wasn't even that. It was like she hadn't been seen for, was it a month or 4 weeks?
No, but they had said 3 weeks they were like, you know, basically ramping it up like, in 72 hours, we're going to make a big announcement. And it was like, she has cancer. Okay.
Great announcement.
Yeah. I remember when Australia used to just blow up boats that would come in illegally.
Yeah, so we'll get to that later when we return to what's happening in the U.S. side of the Great Invasion, right? Which is now continuing, obviously. But before we do that, I guess we can go to should we do the Daily Wire shit here?
Yeah, exactly. So it looks like Candace Owens is out
from the Daily Jew. I'm sorry, Daily Wire, and Candace Owens have ended their relationship.
So. It's not clear. But of course, Jeremy Boring here.
Oh, it's very clear.
And Ben, they claim, well, we had nothing to do with this because we don't have the power to fire anyone. We don't have any say around here whatsoever. Right? This was like back in November when they were already talking about it. I think I have the tweet for that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They claimed that, if something happens, it has nothing to do with us. Or we didn't do it. We don't have the power to...
We don't have the what? What do you mean?
Yeah, exactly. You guys just founded the media company, but I guess now it's just it's out of our hands. Someone else is overseeing that stuff now.
But even if we could, we would not fire Candace because of another thing we have in common.
And we believe in free speech, blah, blah, blah.
So this was obviously after October 7th and the blow up after that. But it's interesting, though, because, you know, Candace has defended white people, right? She's done all these things, which is extraordinary, even for Daily Wire, right? But the one thing you can't do is to criticize Israel, question Jews, bring them on your show. I didn't see it yet, but she brought on some rabbi, right? And remember, she had this whole, I'm trying to find it now, but this run-in with Rabbi Shmuley, which people talk might be... Shmuley! It might be, you know, some kosher theater. Oh, yeah,
that was the daddy and daughter dildo promotions, right?
The same rabbi? Yes, yeah. The kosher sex rabbi. I mean, look, I know he played on that for a bit, obviously, like just like a marketing campaign. At first, people thought that's what this is about with Owens and stuff like that. But no, I think it looks like them, unless, you know, there's some, like, she's going to, and we'll get to that. But let me play just a little bit of that. He threatened Ben Shapiro. Someone said this thing with the kosher sex thing is just to kind of make him seem dumb. They released that faked audio of him calling Candace the N-word, which he then could salvage his reputation by saying this is fake. And so you can criticize enough of what they actually say and do. You don't have to fake things that then they can then roll around and say, oh, see these anti-Semites. Or, you know, they save themselves that way. But listen to what he said here about Ben Shapiro and all that.
Hi, everybody. My understanding is, although I have not seen it myself, Candace Owens launched a broadside attack against me and my daughter, Rachel Leah, for calling her out on her...
For selling kosher dildos.
Yeah, it's disgusting,
and,
anal dude.
Anal plugs and disgusting. Whatever, the oils, you know, whatever.
Anti-Semitism, Jew hatred, and bigotry over the last year, at least. This is a woman who defended Kanye West when he said he loved Hitler. I want to tell you something. It is possible, although I'm not positive, but I think it's very possible that even David Duke, the former Grand Wizard of the Klan...
Hey, shout out to David!
What's up, David Duke?
Yeah, what's going on?
I never publicly praised Hitler. To praise Hitler, you have to be a man of such hatred. Kanye West, they say he's troubled. That's an excuse. He's a vile Jew hater, and Candace Owens is
his
bestie.
David Duke's very nice.
Friend.
What about Hitler?
Defended him, said that
he's a nice vegetarian man, okay?
He was a very kind man. Yes, he did. And a very nice German shepherd.
Anti-Semite has always stuck by him. Then when October 7th came, when the whole world saw Jewish women shot in their vaginas, gang rape.
Can we get a fact check on that, Chad?
Oh my gosh!
Is this some sexual fever, sado dream here of Shmuley and the others? I don't know. Anyway, okay.
Sliced off with knives, terrorists threw them to each other, playing ball with that bloody tissue.
Wait. They were playing ball with the tits cut off of Jewish women? This is a new one.
What are we adding on to the roller coasters, the electrified floors, the masturbation machines,
the
poop diamonds, the canes,
oh my
dragging.
Gosh.
She could not yet come to a moral decision on who was right and wrong about October 7th. She's a dyed-in-the-wool anti-Semite. I will see what she said. I will respond accordingly. But the real shame is that Ben Shapiro, who wears a yarmulke and runs the Daily Wire, created the Daily Wire, continues to employ her. He continues to profit off Jew hatred and anti-Semitism. And Ben, I'm telling you, the righteous God who watches all that we do will never give you or the Daily Wire any blessing from the money you're making off Candace Owens. It's really a shanda. It's shocking. That you would be employing an anti-Semite. And you know, Ben Shapiro, you and I both know that if MSNBC...
Fantastic music is out on the back there.
Someone who said that they love Kanye West or employed a host who said they don't know who was right on October 7th, you would be calling them out, Ben Shapiro, on your show every day saying CNN has lost their marbles, and yet you're doing this. It's shocking and disappointing.
So it's like a threat, you could say, right? It's like a threat. What are you going to do about Shmuley? You're going to go after Ben Shapiro on the Daily Wire? I think Sam Parker was like, oh, he wants to bankrupt Daily Wire and a boycott?
Never be bankrupt.
Let's hear him out. Let's see where he takes this.
And of course, the ADL was recently attacking Candace as well. But
yeah, so this seems to be, at least at this point, unless you know, look, her. We've said it before. Her background on, with Social Autopsy. She was on Explore Talent with people like Lauren Boebert, which was setting up these political figures and in some cases directly politicians by this Israeli whatever talent agent guy. And she was on there. And so unless she genuinely has changed her mind or is genuinely interested in these things, they will use her as someone who, I guess, goes in. This is hard to do, right? I'm not sure how what they're thinking. I'm just
the face of white supremacy,
just,
right?
Let's just like follow this
face
through.
Of Nazism.
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens with pivots and whatnot. But like, okay, let's at least have her talk about be the voice of the criticism of, you know, Israel or disproportional Jewish influence of power, these kinds of things. Maybe that's what they're doing. I'm not sure. She might be very much genuine. And, you know, she's brown after all, right, in a sense.
It.
So she's like, you know, she will side with, you know, Palestinians, you know, which is fine. Morally, there's no question of where to stand on this question.
We have a couple of videos from her. We'll play those. But also, okay, she mentioned that she's just going to use her YouTube channel again after a hiatus. Actually, we have the tweet
and
by
never
her,
get
right?
banned for criticizing Jews.
Yeah, exactly.
Ding, ding, ding. Anyway, look at this New York Post headline here. Look, Candace Owens at Daily Wire out at Daily Wire after host endorses anti-Semitic trope about rabbis drinking Christian blood. Was this part of the, is this actually true or is it skewed by the New York Post?
I'm sure it is, yeah.
New York Post. But anyway, she was, let me see here. She was, oh, they linked up Keith Woods. Sorry, interesting. She did have that rabbi interview, and I still have yet not looked through it. So maybe that's where some of that then came. Well, maybe she probably just asked her about that. Like, hey, by the way, in the Talmud, it says this or that or something. You know what I mean? I'm not sure. Anyway, so you okay there, Lana?
Yeah, I just, you know, getting over a cold here. Yeah, so she had a tweet, and she said, the rumors are true. I'm finally free. If you'd like to support my work, blah, blah, blah. And then she says she's going to go, you know, start up her YouTube channel again. Mm-hmm. But she actually did a little video about the being pro-Israel, right? Like the pressure to be pro-Israel. Check it out.
Is it this one here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, I'm going to be honest with you because everybody's noticing it. Every single political commentator in America, every single one of them knows this, that if you do not step out and say things that are radically pro-Israel, or if you are too quiet on certain narratives and they want you to be radically pro-Israel, you can lose everything. That's truth. That is a fact. I'm not feeling like I need to hide from that anymore because, or be afraid to say it, rather, is a better way to say it, because I've endured this for years. I'm just at the end of my rope. I have given
She's made enough money, right?
So much rope here, and I am just done with it.
Got enough Zio bucks? I mean, least
I'm going to be honest with you because everybody's noticing it.
Is this Alex Trebek in the bottom right there? Is that? Do you know who that is?
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune.
Who's destroying America? Globalists.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I thought that was funny.
I'll take an E for Jews, please.
Take an E for globalists.
Was it Vanna White? Wasn't her name Vanna White? I think one of those. Yeah, the lady that flipped the little.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay. So my friend Rebecca here is like, I think Daily Wire might be cooked after this, right? I don't think so. And Devin Sachs is, I think you underestimate the power of Boomer Box and the fact that in the Boomer hierarchy, Jews are over blacks.
Oh, wait.
Where's
where's that one? I didn't...
Right underneath. You don't see it? Underneath Devin Sachs.
Oh, there. Okay. There we go. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. They'll be fine. They get plenty of, you know, Mossad money. Like, they're going to be.
Oh, yeah. No, they'll be fine.
They're going to be just fine. And so will she, because there's all these boomers that will support her. They're not going to care about. I mean, there's already divides happening amongst Republicans, conservatives, patriots, whatever, on the Israel front anyway. Mm-hmm. But she'll always get support, and she won't be banned from YouTube and all those.
Well, no, she probably won't, which is then interesting, right, in a sense. But anyway, that's going to be the interesting thing. What happens with Candace? Is she going to have. You know, getting a little more support for this, and who's going to... Anyway, we'll see what happens. But it is interesting. It means it could point to that there's some genuine thing. But then, of course, again, I think Adam Green mentioned a good point here. He said, part of my pessimism, but as long as the opposition to Jacob, and he says within quotes Israel, is Edom, Christians, and Ishmael, Islam, they're playing their roles in the Kabbalah prophecy script where Israel triumphs. I hope I'm wrong, but when it unfolds, remember who warned you, and it links up. Remember this? When she was at... the inauguration of the new American embassy when they moved that to Jerusalem. And
why is that so important?
By the way, look, this is a few years ago now. So she could very well have rolled around. Maybe she's out of that circuit and all that stuff. It's possible. I'm, you know, we don't know. I'm just raising this to you as like, beware here because you don't know. She was there. Adam, what's his name again?
ADL guy.
Jonathan Greenblatt was there.
Yes, right next to her, wasn't he?
That, yeah, I thought that I saw photos of. I did a video on it, and I could have sworn like that. They were literally like sitting next to each other, and I'm just like, this is this some elaborate gay thing, gay op thing here? And they're, you know, but again, she might be genuine about this. We'll see.
Like she's genuinely come around on things.
Promises made, promises kept. That she holds up there from Jersey Post.
She can also be going on, I think, maybe Tucker's network. He'll probably reach out. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, that's very true. And if she goes with Tucker, then probably she will be told not to talk about certain things.
Yeah.
That's what I think, anyway. They will he would basically like, this is your contract. You stay away from this issue with, you know, white identity and Jewish, you know, influence and these kinds of things. But, you know, we don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I think that's that, right?
She'll be fine. and Ben Shapiro's just going to keep on ticking like he always does, you know, until like a large faction of these boomers die off, then maybe things will start going downhill.
And even with, it's interesting, truth. But I think even with Candace, right, she will be, and you made this point, I think Devin made that point too, right? It will be enough like, but she's so talented and beautiful and you black. Know, and she's black, but it's not about race. Look at this cool black woman. She gets it because it's not about race. And look at how much more I care, therefore, about this black woman, because it's obviously me as a white boomer. It's not about race.
Yes.
So here you go. Take my money, black woman.
Exactly.
Because it's not about race. But I can also then prove how not racist I am. But it's not about race, but I need to prove that I'm not racist. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, anyway.
BMC 1488 says, congratulations on 300 Western Warrior episodes. Your content just keeps getting better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Barrett to 6464, too much toot polluted her plumbing. I forget who we're talking about. Oh, we're talking about the Afro unicorns, maybe?
Maybe Candace.
Dang it, I can't reach that other one, Henrik. You're going to have to help me.
Which one is it?
Like, it won't let me get to the other.
Vicious?
Yeah, hold on. Suncross TV. My book on the death of Princess Diana got me banned from the inquest in London for not towing the establishment line. The House of Windsor is a firm I would not want to join under any circumstances. Oh, you have a book there.
It's a
there.
Firm. Okay, yeah, here it is here. Okay, unlawful killing. Tomlin, is that what it is? Yeah, okay, yeah. Huh. Unlawful killing, the death of Princess Diana. Okay, interesting. All right, I've not heard of this. I know there's a lot of books on Diana and stuff, but that, I mean, that's different, I think, than with Kate. They definitely, like, I mean, there's people looked at the numbers and the dates and the pillar she'd drive into and the fact she's named after an already existing goddess, right? Diana. Like there is all these shit there that they just loved to do. But apparently they needed her genetics, right? To like infuse their inbred, you know, bloodline or whatever. And then they basically just got rid of her after that point. That was basically it. But yeah, I mean, she was a shit. She was like,
I'm like, what's so special about her? Everyone's like, Princess Di. I'm
going to go to Africa. And I mean, sure, great human being. But like, could you speak up for the English? Even at that time under, you know, when she had some influence and power, it was like getting bad in the UK. You know what I mean?
Der Trusker says they can't stop the noticing. Wollt ihr den totalen Sieg? I probably didn't say that right, but...
Wollt ihr den
totalen Sieg? Come on, you took German in high school.
It's total war, right? No, victory, of course. Total victory. Wollt ihr, what is that? Wollt, all right, I got to translate that. Anyway, something like that.
Michael 57DE says, Candace is a race traitor. If she can't be trusted to be faithful to her own race, she can't be trusted about the Jews. Yeah, she married this blonde white guy, English guy. Didn't come from a family of lords or something like that.
Farmer?
Too. Yeah. Was it wealthy.
Which is funny, for farmer, you think, oh, it's a farmer. But we have same in Sweden. Bunde became a royal, aristocratic family, actually. There we go, German. Do you want total victory? There you go. Thank you, Tushurisker. That's right.
Vicious says, Eric Stryker wrote.
I should have figured that out. What the hell? All right.
Vicious says, Eric Stryker wrote an article about 2 years ago about how Candace Owens and Tomi Lauren and others were employed by, we mentioned this, a talent agency owned by an Israeli pornographer.
Yes.
The article checks out. Hyper chat minute.
It does. Candace, let me see if I can find the screenshot. See, we talked about that in Western Warrior. It's going to be subbed over there, unless you're gay, of course.
Yeah,
RedIceMembers.com. Sign up. But yeah, we showed that.
It looked
there.
Very like amateur our agency.
Yeah, let me see if I can find it. I
had sleaze written all over it when you see some
come
of
watch.
The,
oh, here we go.
The
here.
Glam pics or whatever.
Here it is, yeah. Right here.
Like some dodgy guy in Van Nuys.
I don't have a picture of him, but yeah, she explore talent. Right? There it is.
Yeah.
Candace Owens. Yeah. Together with, of course, Lauren Boebert and some of these other peeps over there. But then again, you know, she was like she did this with Kanye and stuff. But again, maybe that was just here, look at me. I'm the white spokeswoman now. Or yeah, I'm not, you know.
Well,
you
in the beginning, it's like I think when she went that route, it's like, yeah, she could really, you know, cash in and get attention and get ahead because she had so many white supporters. But I think that she is genuine on a lot of things, like on the vaccines and health things. I think she's come around to a lot of things. So we'll keep an eye.
Yes.
Keep an eye. Exactly. It's not like we expect anything from her. We're just commenting.
No, of course. Exactly.
But, I mean, it's a plus if she can go in our direction and say some things to some of these boomer cucks if they'll listen to a black girl saying it.
As long as they don't pivot and they are the only voices that people, like, tune into, then it's fine.
You exactly. Know what
I mean? Anyway, I think you had... Did you?
Desmond Mack says, afternoon all, waiting for the big kaboom from Russia. Yeah, we're going to play some of that footage.
Yes, exactly. Something's popping off over in Moscow. We have two on Entropy as well. Do you want me to check those?
Yes, please.
Beetlejuice, I ordered Robert W. Shuffelt, quote, America's greatest problem, the Negro. I'll discuss it with the Afro Unicorn book cover while I read it in public. There you go.
That's nice a good one.
Not bad.
Yes.
Not bad. Exactly. Archie says, my socks are very, very holy. I want to buy some... Huh?
Men, they wear their socks and underwear to those like a shred left.
You can like a dandelion, you can just... blow it away in the wind, right? I want to buy some black cotton red eye socks. There you
ooh,
go.
Yeah. Nice.
Rabbi Shmuley said that Candace has issues with his shop because she is sexually oppressed. I do remember that.
They
yes.
always go to that. It's always, you're sexually Freud, oppressed.
The Freud defense, is that what it is? God.
Yeah. You're not swinging and wife swapping and gangbanging. You're sexually oppressed.
And then you think, but they don't do that. And then you realize, actually, they do do that. Even the Orthodox ones especially. Well, they rape kids, so, you know.
Disgusting.
Whoops.
But speaking of the socks, we are going to do hats. I'm doing these really cool camp mugs, and then other, like, cool regular mugs and shirts. So I've actually placed some orders for those, so finally get that going again.
We're going to get going on that. Exactly. Soon it'll be available.
And good quality. None of these scratchy shirts.
Socks?
And,
do you guys want, like, a red ice print on them?
Socks or
like
are a little harder.
I don't know. We've got to think about that. You know? Yeah, we'll think about what to do that.
I don't see socks going down.
I don't know. Well, Archie, he wants the socks, you know? Give him socks. We'll give you socks. You know, we'll special make one pair just for you, Archie. We'll send those to you. How about that? All right. Anyway, we got this Moscow thing here then. Oh, that was Ben. Let me see. When is this from?
Oh, yeah. This was November when they were fighting, basically. Like, oh, well, you're taking money from us. If you have a problem, just quit. Oh, well, you know, it's always money. It's always money with those people.
I remember the beginning, though. I mean, it was all Ben. I've started Daily Wire. I've done this. I've done that.
And now
blah,
I don't have any power. I have no say. It's not me.
I think it was maybe a time management thing between that and being a Mossad agent. You basically just didn't have enough time, and so you had to bring in... that boring guy.
But to act like he has no sway.
Yeah.
And who gets fired? Come on.
Absolute bullshit. No. All right. Okay. So, terrorist attack in a concert hall. I think it was called Crocus City Hall. And I think it was a concert. That's what they said, right? In Moscow, Russia. At least 40 killed. Now, this is, I think, have been updated since. And I think it was... maybe more than 40 now, I forget. More than 100 wounded. Gunmen in combat gear opened fire and reportedly set off explosives. So the roof, as you can see, let's see if this is shots from the outside here, is on fire. Now, we do have some footage, and it's maybe a bit rough. Oh, come on. Really? Let's play this.
Of them shooting inside the concert hall. Yeah, a lot of people were taking footage on their phones.
Yeah, so we'll play some of that. But yeah, this is like them just killing people. Here's some of it. We're in combat fatigues. Very calm, it looks like. Calm, determined, well-trained.
Very calm.
I mean, obviously they know, it's like most people, I assume, are not armed at places like that. I'm not sure what the weapon situation among civilians is in Russia, to be honest. But a lot of old people, not only that. But it was almost like they knew that's like, yeah, they, no one there is going to have a gun. You just, it's like shooting fish in a barrel, you know what I mean? Anyway, so apparently the roof of the Crocus Hall is... if not now, have collapsed because of the fires there. And this, again, is believed to be after they set a bomb.
Сидел в зале сверху, где балконы были. Вот, услышали выстрелы, сначала не поняли, что произошло. Потом лично увидел, как террористы зашли, начали расстреливать всех, кинули в итоге молотов, все подожглось. Нас повели к выходу, в итоге выход был заперт. Мы бегали по всему Крокус-Сити, пытались найти выход, но было безуспешно. Вот. Зашли в подвал Крокус-Сити, холла, и дождались МЧС, и вот вышли.
Да, произошла трагедия. Мы здесь, в Крокусе, работают пожарные. Площадь возгорания очень заметная. Все остальное будет понятно после окончания работ пожарных и, соответственно...
Yep. Shit. Coming down as you are doing an interview here.
That was very a lot calm of blue lights and right stoic. There. That's very Russian. Did you have more
yep,
footage?
That was a tragedy. Yes, I do. Let me play a little bit here. So again, this is you know, maybe some sensitive viewers will look away. The let me see, what do we have here? 30 seconds, 20 seconds, 20 seconds, something like that. So let's say a minute and a half. Here we go. They're just killing people.
I mean, yeah, that's psychotic. You just walk in there and you're just like, yeah, I'll just pick them off. I'll calm them.
Just a pile of people right there. They're shooting at.
Psychotic.
We'll get to whom have taken responsibility for this in a moment here. But yeah, as you can see, very like calm. They know what to do. They don't expect anyone that they've just fired at, although they're alive still, to retaliate, to get back at them in a way. This is some of the footage they use in the other video we looked at, but that's how it looks once they crossed into under those, what is that, metal detectors, ironically? Well, that worked. Anyway, here's some more from inside the concert hall next here.
Hey, look at him, he's like in his tank top, just picking him off like it's some video game.
Yep.
No biggie. I just... kill this woman here and this guy here.
Yep. And here's a little bit more, and then we'll end the potential sensitive footage part here. All right, so that's what we got. And you saw the footage of the roof almost collapsing. There was some other footage there. So I'm gonna lower that bit here. You saw some of that already. But anyway, yeah, so that's it's kind of a big deal. Now, what's going on with this? Who's responsible? We'll get into that here. At least who's taking responsibility. It doesn't mean it's that, right? Yeah, 3 to 4 masked men were using automatic weapons to fire at civilians. More than 10 died. It's up 20, up to 40 now, I think, right? So it could even be more than that. Tons of people there. What's this
one? Oh, this
one?
Is the Russian Special Forces in
what
the picture.
What was the one about them,
in
though?
In the picture.
Yeah, where was the one about them actually being?
No, there isn't
photographed?
One. There isn't one. There was isn't just one. The, yeah, just the
okay,
footage
that was
there.
Mislabeled then. Okay, anyway. Point is, the ISIS have claimed responsibility. Check this out here. Islamic State, ISIS. Now who controls that again? Who? Mm. What did we just witness in Syria when it comes to ISIS, by the way? Claims responsibility for the deadly terror attack in Moscow, Russia. And check this out. As a reminder, the U.S. warned 2 weeks ago that there would be a terrorist attack.
Oh, yeah, really? What kind of intel did you have?
Now, who was dumping like weaponry in Syria and stuff like that again that ended up in the hands of ISIS and them going over to Israel and getting help and support and all those kinds of things? Is it just, does this mean there was the U.S. behind it then? Is that what it means?
I mean, are they going to get probed and like find out what information did you have? How did you know? What are your sources?
U.S. officials always get probed these days in multiple different ways, but not in the way you're thinking of. And they like it. They like it. You see that State Department guy that James O'Keefe exposed?
God.
God. All these gays are in there now. It's just a big like homo. Anyway, okay. So yeah. So is the now the only look? The only other, not the only other option. There are other options. Obviously, people said if this is being blamed on Ukraine, that's bad. What happened with that post? Oh, here it is. Let me just read this while we look at. You know, we can look at this. The U.S. being behind it here. Deputy Chairman of the Russian Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev, said, "To the families of those killed in the terrorist attack, sincere condolences and sincere strength to all the loved ones of the victims. Terrorists understand only retaliatory terror. No trials or investigations will help if forced is not conducted. Sorry, if not is not countered by force. In other words, force have to meet force. And deaths by total executions of terrorists and repressions." Repressions against their families, and then it says world experience. I'm not sure what that means. Like that's, I guess, what the world knows or something. I don't know. Funky translated, probably from Russian to English. If it is established that these terrorists are of the Kiev regime, it is impossible to deal with them and their ideological inspires differently. Again, translation might be wonky. All of them must be found and mercilessly destroyed as terrorists. Now, do you extend that to the Kiev regime, Ukrainians, or are you just talking about those guilty for this particular thing? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Including, because he continues here, right? Including officials of the state that committed such atrocities. So even if, and then it says death for death at the end of that. So the other thing, of course, to this spin that it's like, oh, it's... proxy, it's the U.S., you know, we'll get to the Israeli thing in a moment too, by the way, but U.S. by, you know, proxy through ISIS or whatever. If that's the case, it's possible that it's an internal false flag by Russian authorities in order to try to blame Ukraine so that they can muster morale. Maybe it's a bit like, what is happening? I don't know the situation on the ground. Are people like, how long is this going to go on for or whatever? And something like this would actually pick up morale and people would be like, yeah, let's exterminate these bastards and let's do what it takes. More money, more whatever. I'm not sure they need that. I'm not sure if that's the case there.
I don't know if they need any of that.
But states do that. And of course, Russia would do such a thing, like many other states would do such a thing as well. However, that doesn't mean that is the case. I'm just throwing that out and saying that's possible. But it is possible that I'm not sure what the pivot for that would be. The pivot for that potentially would be, and we'll get to that in a moment here, right? Of the veto thing. I got ahead of myself here. Let me show you this. This is interesting.
Not supporting Israel enough.
Yeah, because, you know, Israel is, you know, or the U.S. is Israel's bitch. So whatever, you know, Israel tells U.S. to do, they basically do, right? UN Security Council fails to pass U.S. resolution calling for immediate ceasefire in Gaza. And why does it fail? Because Russia and China vetoed this thing, which is interesting because, like, wait a minute. Am I understanding this correct? You're saying me Israel want a ceasefire, which means that are they losing badly? Is this not going the way they're planning? Why would they want a ceasefire? If they're just bombing the shit out of these people and just like, haha, we don't care, would be reasonable that they just want to continue. I've heard before that there were calls for ceasefires and Israel said, no, we don't want that. I don't know. And you told me, I'm not sure if you added that in there. Oh, yeah, there it is, right? The Likud party member?
Yes.
We'll get to that guy. That one's funny. Oh, this is from a while ago,
Israeli
though.
Likud.
Did someone link that up from now? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the wrong, like, date thing on this. If this was said today, that would make more sense, right? Because then it would be like, okay, Russia stood in the way of the ceasefire, which means you're going to get punished. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I was going
to
roll around.
But to make it clear, this Israeli Likud party member, though, he's basically saying that Russia, would pay the price because they're supporting, you know, the bad guys and not backing Israel enough. And so he's, like, making a threat to Russia.
No, I know that. We played that clip when this came out. He's a lunatic, basically. But I'm saying the timing is kind of interesting. That's what I'm saying. If it's like ISIS proxy then by U.S. Israel, and then this veto vote was like, okay, that's the threat then, or like they didn't allow that to happen. Let's tell them we could kill you at any point, or we can like target your civilians, or maybe that would be a veiled threat. The other possibility is that it's just, I guess... They have a Muslim problem in Russia now. There's tons of mosques, and it's just a matter of time before.
I mean, do they look white? Terrorists. Do they look white to you? I was looking at the.
Got to see some photos. It's hard to say. Initially, no. Initially, I was like, and because someone said, now I get the point. Then the Antifa outlet there, Intel Slava Z on Telegram said, "Fuck these Wahhabists." I think he said, right, which would be kind of like. I guess that would be true. Wahhabi through Israel and then supporting ISIS. Maybe there is some sense to that. So anyway, that's we'll have to see what comes out of this and what the consequence of this will be. But the point is that, you know, if they were to use this, Russia, they would use it in a sense of like going after Ukraine in a way that they haven't done up until this point. I'm not sure.
And then people have also been saying, okay, well, ISIS, well, that still could be Israel because they've always been close to Israel. You know, they
That's
claim to
saying.
Be Islamic yeah. jihadists. They never attack Israel, right?
No.
They always threaten Hamas. And what was it?
They helped to heal their wounded, right? Israel took them into their field hospitals on the border areas, ISIS.
That's right.
When they were fighting Assad, you know, in Syria.
And then people pointed out the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, right? ISIS, right? And the acronym. And American Free Press had put something out a long time ago. I think I have the X there. Greater Israel, 1982, plan for Mideast Empire, aided by ISIS. You know, so this could be something.
Where did you add it in?
I added in, let me show it to you, right here.
I see. No. Oh, there, up from Censored Men?
Yeah.
Okay, that's above the, okay. Above the line, I was looking at. Okay, the Israelis. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Indeed. We talked. We can play this again then.
Subversion, trying to foil plots against the state of Israel, political plots and others.
You tell the story about how you tried to find out what they call the Mossad when they deal with publicly?
I thought it was a reasonable question, but the trouble is you can't pick up the phone book. There's no Langley in Israel that you can look up, you know, CIA or in our case, the Mossad. We thought we should ask, what shall we call it in English? You can translate the Hebrew words, as I said, Mossad is institute. But when they write a letter to their friends in the CIA or the British intelligence, what do they call themselves? It took a while. It was a matter of asking the prime minister's spokesman. The best you could do, because officially the Mossad is under the prime minister's office. And I think he sort of wondered why you want to know and all that, so we explained. And he came up with the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. I mean, if it were to have initials, it would be ISIS. Just simple words like that. Interestingly enough, kind of a British model.
A British model, yeah, exactly.
And then, you know,
they learned from the best.
There is the whole aspect of Zelensky wanting, you know, Ukraine to be a big Israel, basically, too, right? So there's that connection.
What are you talking about?
I have not seen this one. Oh my God, he's belly dancing. That flapping.
Some angry people.
Flapping skin
from
there.
This one. You haven't seen that one?
No.
Okay.
How many of these has this guy done?
Quite a few, apparently.
God.
And we haven't played the original one in black and
that
white.
That was gay.
That, came out.
That was very gay.
there are some gay ones. Sure.
What straight guy does? The hand gestures and
it's
oh my
whatever
God.
He needs to do. Yeah. But it's also this very kind of, it's a very. It's very like a Turkic, you know what I mean? Like the Middle Eastern
belly
dance.
Yeah, but he still
dance.
But that was like a feminine, like the guys don't belly dance, the girls.
That's what I'm saying.
Dance,
it's like still, you know it's like a womanly Middle Eastern thing.
Yeah, otherwise he'd be like doing the genie in the lamp thing, you know, like the guys to dance. But
you know, we're back he's at lampshades again dance. Now. What's going on? Yeah. All right. Well, we have this thing. I guess we can briefly mention it, right? The GOP. Democrat circus continues, which is, it is insane. I mean, they're trying to pass this $1.2 trillion spending bill, where I think we have, I've got to play that clip with Chip Roy. He mentions like some tranny things that they squeezed into this bill, and like the weirdest thing ever. But at least, can we play that? Not, maybe not then. All right, whatever. We don't have to play. But at least Marjorie Taylor Greene, for all her flaws and her kookery or whatever. At least she filed a motion to oust the speaker there, Mike Johnson, over this. Because basically, as she said in the clip, if we could play it, but we can't right now because it's not loading. But anyway, she basically said, like, they're inserting all this crazy stuff in it. And it was everything that the Democrats asked for. So it's more proof of the Uniparty. And they're all controlled because they're all beholden to Israel and the Zionist Jewish interest, essentially, these people. And the plan moves forward, as she brings up in this short interview she did with the media. It's like the invasion remains. The great invasion continues. No one is doing anything about that. Instead, they're like inserting crazy tranny things in this bill and like all kinds of random things. Let's see if we can play that comment with Chip Roy. I think it's long. It's like 7 minutes. Let's see if we can. Can I find the right spot of him talking about this? Let's see here.
In this bill, so we're funding open borders. We're funding the mass releases of people on in violation of the law, using parole, the same laws that were violated to release the individual who came in and killed Lake and Riley. I can't do that. No Republican should. Any Republican who votes for this bill should be ashamed of themselves. If you care about inflation, this bill spends at a higher level than Nancy Pelosi. This bill continues the regulatory assault on American hard workers through the climate agenda by the radical progressive Democrats, and we do nothing to seriously unwind it. You're not going to combat inflation while you're regulating us to death, while you're spending more money than we have. You can't beat inflation that way. And now you're seeing the Fed wrestle with it in real time, where they're trying to figure out what to do. And, you know, they want to cut rates, but they're not sure they can. Why? Because we have some stagflationary pressures that we're trying to manage right now.
Well, so you're this a no bill vote. It sounds like you're definitely that. A no vote, Congressman, and you talk that no yeah, Republican should vote for this.
Let's see if he inserts. He
should pass a CR for 2 weeks. Let the
Hang on. Let me find that.
Yes. And if the American people
you think
see
he
what's
should
in the
stick
bill.
Around. Some of your colleagues are angry at him like I haven't seen before.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go down that road right now, but what
I will... Remember Speaker Johnson was so upset that Chuck Schumer had, which is the guardian of Israel, that he dared to call for new elections in Israel because Johnson was just so, what the hell happened here now? Ah, then we can't. Look at this. I don't want to see that face. All right,
yeah,
whatever. Anyway, Chip Roy, he did mention that. It's basically like they're putting in this like $150,000 for some tranny gender thing. I forget the details of it, but of course they did. And of course the GOP passes these things as well. The LGOPTQ, you know, party. Do you want to be, what do you want to replace by with a donkey or an elephant? You know, that's our options now. But again, at least some of these guys, allegedly, if it's usually they just talk a big game and do nothing. But anyway, it's totally insane. So they're trying to get them out of there, right? So we'll see what comes out of that. But at least they're doing something, as little as it is. A Chip Roy, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I would assume some of the usual suspects like, what's the Florida man there, Matt Gaetz or Gates. He seems to be on board of when some of this pushback happens as well. But, you know, again, most of it just moves forward and it will probably pass the Senate next too.
So much money for funding so much corruption, so much anti-whiteism, so much destruction. It just never ends.
1.2 trillion.
They just get trillions.
To fund the government. I mean, I know there's other things in there as we just detailed, but still it's like, and this is just like military pensions alone, which is like, why with these useless wars for Israel? Bankrupting, ripping out, gutting the country from underneath, which is the intention. Time is over now. We have a new global alignment coming. Let's just destroy Europe. Let's destroy America. Let's destroy all these white countries. And yes, that's part of the agenda.
Ive Odin says that Zelensky clip was gay as fuck. Wow. Anyway, we've been here in Kiev now for about a month. Got a front row seat for Clown World Boys. If you have questions, you know the email, Henrik. Yeah, I saw your picture, by the way, that you emailed. Congratulations.
I didn't see it yet, actually. I didn't have time
to
check it.
And got your email. So
nice. Congrats.
Yeah, that's awesome. He said that everything was normal in Kiev, like restaurants and bars were open, shops were open.
I want a first-hand account. Is there men aged 18 to 50? Are there men there?
Yeah, because we hear like all villages are cleared out of men. There's no men, and all the women
are leaving. We're talking
about,
we cover that in Western Warrior as amputeed Ukrainians are like hanging around like porn stars, pornographic whores to do photo shoots to raise money, which is insane. There's so many injured, like they're talking up to like 2 million injured and many more just dead. We don't know how many is dead. They're being hush-hush about that, as kind of Russia has been as well. But we're talking probably in the totaling of injured and stuff. We're talking, what, 5 million men on both sides maybe at this point? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe
it's
more,
awful.
Maybe less. I don't know.
We don't need that. We need all those white men alive. Cuck Free Zone says, I think Zelensky needs to reduce his soy intake.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
So also his dildo intake.
Yeah, that skin flap demands the soy, though. I don't know.
Bill Biz, thank you very much. It looks like Candace Owens separated from the kosher media before rabbis can send her to re-education camp.
I don't think. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't think she's going to go to that.
Maybe a little more. We'll see.
We'll see. Because, I mean, Kanye folded, right? And then you said it was going to back again or something. Yeah. But, you know, there's been some people, and most of them have folded. And those that haven't have, well, they've been marginalized, essentially. That's just a fact, right? Anyway.
Cuck Free Zone says, thanks again for the great work you do. Onward to victory. That's right.
Thank you, Cuck Free Zone. Appreciate that. Very kind of you, sir. Okay, so basically we're having, to no surprise of anybody, the continuance of the ongoing invasion. Where's the...
Oh, it's so triggering.
Where's my story?
So triggering.
Yeah, maybe that didn't open. Let me try. Oh, it's an X post. How about that? Okay. No, that is not the one I wanted. What happened with that? All right. Damn it. We'll do it live. Let's run that clip. Here we go. Here's the invasion on the U.S. southern border. This is all you have to know right here.
It makes you feel so good. You have guns. Use them. Use them. What's the point?
Shoot them.
That's what I'm saying. You have a gun. Use it. He just says, get the fuck back. Well, they're only going to respond to bang, bang.
Yes.
Okay.
Indeed. There it is. So, yeah, I had a completely wrong post there. But, yeah, exactly. Why not insert
Everyone
this
is thinking
here?
Bang, bang. I mean, come on.
Progressives received $234 billion Green New Deal for housing and targeting gas stoves and carbon dioxide, which was, I thought this didn't happen with the gas stoves, but yet here we are.
It's just it's just amazing, like the stuff that's happening on that end. Meanwhile, like total invasion.
And of course, as you know, that's not enough. And I played this in the Ladies No Go Zone, but just a quick reminder. Here they are screaming at you, these invaders. We're going to take their homes. Oh, where's the audio?
Look at
here?
That
look
face.
At this.
Una ley que dice que si una casa no.
Anyway, basically, squatters can take your house.
Not
right?
That's the house of an armed white man, bro.
Well, you know, because now they can get arms, right? So new decision by an Illinois judge.
Yeah, well, they don't know precision.
Illegal migrants can carry guns. So
they aren't known
invasion,
for precision.
Open borders, now let's arm them. And then, of course, on top
she
of that.
It's more obvious at this point.
Fed up homeowner arrested after tense standoff with squatters stealing $1 million house she inherited from parents. So go back to this guy, right? Is this the squatter we're talking about? So they can come in with arms, being illegal, take your home, and legally you will be arrested for changing the locks on your own home. And of course, then, you know, they come in and they hate us, right? American Airlines passenger, check out the guy here too, yelled about blue-eyed white devils and threatened to take this plane down.
You know what's great, though? The white guy taking him down.
Yes, but, you
he
know,
he got mad and
here,
he took him down.
As you can see. Is that a tattoo around his mouth, or is that the
probably
watermark from the sheriff's
watermark,
office
but,
there? But
you know,
anyway.
They're just a bunch of low IQ, violent, you know, freeloaders, gangbangers.
Well, and the point is, the
criminals.
squatters will kill you as well, right? Teen squatters wanted in death of New York City mom found in duffel bag are busted in Pennsylvania after fleeing in her car. I'm not sure if these were illegals or whatnot, but yeah, is a mom arrested. Was there any pictures of them? I guess not.
No, it's getting real in some of these places, especially New York. I mean, you even have, you know, liberals that are like complaining about all the violence that's happening. They're like, when's it going to end?
Haley Tajida, 19, and Kensley Alston. Is that black names? It's hard to say. Two fugitive squatters wanted for killing a New York mom whose body was found stuffed in a duffel bag inside a Manhattan apartment were busted in Pennsylvania on Friday. But anyway, so the point is they can kill you now. They can take your home. They can be armed. they can do anything about this. If you have an invading army, they will need to be armed, and that's what's basically happening now. It's to destabilize at a maximum level. That's what this is
and
about.
And you don't want to live in these areas where they tend to go to, like
no.
These big city areas. No, because at least if you're in a smaller, more conservative town, you're going to have like the townspeople behind you. Like you're going to like arm up and protect each other, right? You're going to be looking out for your neighborhood. You're not going to be allowing that crap in, right? You still know who your neighbors are.
On some level, I think it's just maybe, look, but every side, Uniparty are doing nothing. They're squabbling over, you know, details in bills or whether this speaker or that speaker should be there while all this continues. And the legal system is just like, yeah, full on narco-tyranny. We'll side with the invading squatter illegals over legal Americans that have been like paying taxes all their life. Like moms, like 50-year-old moms is like beheaded and chopped up in pieces by people.
Just so they can live in her house.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, well, this is
totally follow her legal. Home, kill her, and then like bury her and live in her house. That's great.
Anyway, so that's that, I guess. Meanwhile.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, there's all these words you can't use. We're being thought police.
Regarding real estate.
Yeah, right? I'll get into that. Kids are thrown into jail for memes, you know, for being in chats
putting
7 years ago or putting up stickers. You know, it's insane.
Yeah.
Well, my friend who sent me the Afro unicorns.
Can you show that again?
One more time.
Yep.
Now she is selling.
And who's behind it? Globalists.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's selling a home, and I had heard about this, but I was like, what is it even in Quarter Lane? Like someone's on you about that? Like, are you serious? In Hayden? So she's selling a home, and she had this listing, like, come and see this house, and, you know, it's beautiful, it's family friendly, and there's this master suite, and it's great, come and buy it, you know, nice neighbors, nice neighborhood, all this stuff. And the realtor writes back, and he's like, hey, hold on. I checked on the ethics code, and right below it, he says, is an article that summarizes the code in unacceptable descriptions. I can't even say it.
There it is.
So when I submit the listing, its words are checked by the CDA Association as a COT violator and can be fined up to $110,000. He says, I'm going to ask about the wording of master suite and family friendly, as I believe those phrases are being used on the current listing, right? So then he updates it to the like politically correct language. So I looked into this. According to the Anti-White Fair Housing Act and realtor associations who are complying with this progressive insanity, there are words realtors and brokers and sellers cannot use when selling a property. Otherwise, they risk the law coming after them for discrimination laws, getting sued, getting fined by potential buyers who are like offended by your listing. So you can't say family friendly because there are some who don't identify as being part of a family, and those people so they're therefore have joined some protected class, so they can turn around and sue and say like that was offensive to me, this listing or whatever. So you can say family friendly. That's amazing. You say family oriented, I guess, because there's so many orientations and you know, possible modern combos of what a family can be. But here's some other phrases you can't use.
But then family was still the okay word if you changed.
Yeah,
friendly.
You can say friendly. No, so it's all over the place here.
Call it an incubator pod.
You can't.
Not that they're reproducing in any capacity. Well, maybe. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. All right.
As long as it's not like a family, like a a normal family, like a man, a woman, and children, right? It's offensive.
Then it's offensive.
It's always us having to fold. It's always the normal people having to fold for these freaks. I'm tired of it.
Again, and we're losing our civilization because of tolerance.
No.
And we're too nice.
And that's what I said. I was like, you guys, don't fold. Keep it. I mean, I've seen listings that do that. This is Quarter Lane. Like, it's people are moving here because they're tired of this shit. You know,
clearly
they're buying
the most
houses.
Important thing here.
Like, they're not going to care about, oh, family friend, turn around and sue. But can't use phrases like plantation shutters, master bedroom, or colonial style because it's racist and supremacist. You can't even say private community, although you can say that a drive is a private drive. You can't say his and hers because, you know, his and her sinks or closets because gay and trans people. You can't say man cave. You can't say maid's room or nursery. You can only say extra flexible space. You can't mention anything about kids, in fact, because children, just the idea of kids is like offensive because not everyone has them or wants them, right? I mean, this is absurd. I
wonder why the birth rates are going down.
You can't say great schools, and we white people all know what that's code for, right? Can't say great schools, can't say nice neighborhoods, literally, if you scroll down here, you can't say safe, quiet neighborhoods because, well, basically, I'll cut through their bullshit. You're alluding to that it's a white neighborhood, right? Mm-hmm. You can't say walking distance, and they list here. I love how they list Whole Foods and Trader Joe's.
Why can't you mention walking distance?
Because not everyone is able-bodied,
Eric.
Oh,
okay.
But it also alludes to a white neighborhood. I mean, come on. When you know Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, like people know that's code for white. All the anti-whites know that.
Yeah.
You can't even say near churches because that's offensive, but you can probably say near synagogue or mosque. Let me drop down a few other words for you that the hoods for
near
housing.
Near the meat hall.
Hoods, fair housing, 150 banned words, phrases that you can't use when selling a house, or they'll come after you. Well, you should. Board approval, couple, disabled, employed, empty nesters, exclusive, executives, families, family, golden age, grandma's house, healthy, independent living, job references, kids, lady, male, man, mature, membership approval, men, newlyweds, person, perfect for two. This is insane. What can you say? Prestigious, private community, professional. Retired, retiree, seasonal worker, senior, single, smoker, student, traditional, two people, wheelchair, young, youth. These are words that they are banning from listings when selling a house. This is insane. So one lady she wrote about having a listing rejected because it read that the house was near a butcher shop. And that could be offensive and discriminatory to vegans and vegetarians.
Of course. Well, of course.
This is insane. So if a buyer or a seller reports that they can report you that you're using these offensive terms and you can be fined, you can lose your license as a realtor, it could be suspended.
So basically,
lawsuits.
This lady will show up. And just,
yeah, exactly.
You have to delete this. So you have to pay me money.
It's new speak, even in selling real estate. It's like you always learn about these new bubbles, you know, because it's like, it's compartmentalized. We're not in that field, so we don't know how bad it is. But then once you hear about it, you're like, oh, my God. But you can discriminate against normal, healthy, white, able-bodied families. That's A-OK. And in fact, the haters, they want you to move into these unsafe, you know, black neighborhoods. That's why they've removed, as we've talked about in other shows, crime stats from real estate websites because they want to trick white people into, like, buying houses in these ghettos.
Yep.
Right? To stop a redlining or whatever. But this is how insane it is. You can't even say family or nice neighbors or safe or safe. Great schools.
What are you implying, Nazi?
I mean, if we fold on this, yes, what next?
Right. Anything, everything, they're coming for everything. that's just somebody goes like they're chopping up people now. They're cutting them up into small pieces. And then they're like out on bail. Remember that? You don't remember it because I didn't play it. But like even it's so bad. Even like the young child, I played it yesterday. But Anna Kasparian, now he's joining our. She's joining our side. Is like freaking out over this thing that like they're dismembering people and they're just like letting them right back out on the streets. So I'm like
putting
on no bail.
Teenagers in jail for memes or finding realtors for saying family.
I just saw this. Check this out. Australia. I'm talking about Down Under a little earlier here. We have people joining from there or tuning in. Political witch hunt is Thomas Sewell here, right on the left. And I forget the gentleman's name on the right, but I've seen his videos. Australian nationalists slam prosecutors push to jail him again. Is it Jacob? Jacob Harrison, over hiker clash. So basically, they were already jailed, and now the police showed up, and they turned themselves in. I guess that's the term I'm looking for. They turned themselves in after they again said, we'll probably jail you again. That's basically what's happening. That's how insane it is. They've served their time. It's done. No, actually, we'll re-imprison you again. Anyway, I don't know all the full details of this yet, but this has been unfolding throughout the day here today. That's how insane it is right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was speaking to media there about that. But yeah, Thomas Sewell, Down Under. Crazy shit, huh?
Yeah, it's bad there.
Hey, it's bad.
I was actually at the playground the other day, and I met a woman who brought an Australian here, just moved here to Coeur d'Alene because it's like so bad down there. Big Brother stuff or Williams
and
stuff.
And it's like... Finally out of that. Oh, here's these words you can't use. And then it's like it just
crumbles.
People
around here don't care about that. But then like, oh, here's one realtor that's like afraid. What happens is there's one guy that's like, I'm afraid. Don't do it. You know. No, that's the problem.
The response,
have a spine,
the response
have a backbone.
Is that everyone should now use those words intentionally when they list. And that's just a small, insignificant battle. You know what I mean? But everyone keeps cowering. And there's no organization because of like, goddamn individualism.
I got fined or I got sued for saying family friendly. I mean, that's lunacy. If you take that publicly and like everyone knows about that, most guaranteed the mass majority of people will be like, no.
Yeah, but will they do anything about it? Will they just keep quiet and keep their head down? And well, at least I'm not the one who got in trouble. It's like, well, your children and your grandchildren are going to be forced to take the fight that you're now too cowardly to take. That's what's happening. There is no fleeing. There is no escape. You're not getting out of anything here. No one is. And we have to realize that. Anyway, we'll get around to the individual shit.
So there, Master Suite.
Yeah.
Live in the Master Suite. Make them your bitches.
What to call it exactly. Did you take the Tom Catsmith on Rumble?
I don't think I did.
All right, let me do that one. Tom Catsmith, 1975, says, assholes in D.C. want their North American Union, which is why there is no border. That's right, there's no border. Have they built the NAFTA superhighway yet? I know they're going to do that. And then straight up to Canada and be like, Pajits from the north and wetbacks from the south or whatever, you know? Just be like,
sandwiched.
Oh, my gosh. I have Odin. Yes, there are, regarding the man question, right? And they walk around without much of care. Young guys, middle-aged, old, working in restaurants as taxi drivers, etc. There are babies as well. People are tired of everything. Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
You mean in Ukraine?
In Ukraine, Kiev then. I assume the footage and stuff that we're seeing from people being like hauled off by, they call it recruitment, but it's just enforcement at this point, right? Mandatory enlistment patrols or whatever. That is probably from most of the southeastern portions, closer to where the battlefront is or something like that. I mean, there's used to be 40 million people in Ukraine, right? So there's still a somewhat decent pool, but I've seen a lot of footage of like just old guys now going there, cripples. They're doing people that have like clear disabilities, or they're re-enlisting people that are missing an arm or whatever, you know, like should they have problems with their, you know, legs or shit, and that's how insane it is. But that's okay. I'm glad you hear that, though.
On another note, I saw my best friend April just sent me a Telegram message. Well, what do you call it if it's not the master bedroom suite?
What was the
April,
term?
April, you call it the primary bedroom, suite. That's right, okay, it's the primary bedroom suite. Get it straight. That just sounds retarded. No, master.
The primary, secondary.
It's it will always be the master bedroom.
And now for your tertiary room compartment pods. Come in this, and soon enough you won't even have that, by the way. You're going to be forced into like a tiny pod somewhere. But of course you'll have the VR headset, though. Okay, well, speaking of real estate, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you ready? Next topic, I guess. Alex Jones, where are you, Alex? Oh, Alex, are you not in here? Oh, come on. Ah, gosh dang it. Okay, that busted that joke. That didn't work. All right, anyway, we'll get to it here. Speaking of real estate, Jared Kushner says Israel should, quote, finish the job in Gaza so it can focus on building valuable waterfront property. There we go. Vote GOP, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Because you know he's going to be part of Trump's administration when he gets elected again.
Can we just genocide them or whoever's left over, move them into places like Sweden and Europe so I can build this real estate and just get really rich and have these waterfront properties? Can we just hurry it up? Man, yeah.
We have more money to make here, basically. We can sell it to maybe some dumb goy or something. You know, who knows?
I mean, that's just evil and cold.
yes, indeed.
The fact that they're just thinking money and materialism like all the time. Like when there's like dead babies and there's dead babies and they're like, I see waterfront property.
Hey, Alex.
God.
Can you come in here and let us know what we're talking about? Thank you, Alex. I appreciate that.
Finally,
there
on
it is.
Red ice.
Jared Kushner says, it's unfortunate Europe isn't taking in more Palestinian refugees.
Yeah, well, so you can get your waterfront properties.
Suggest accelerated cleaning up of Gaza Strip, and so we can get to it. I didn't hear this clip yet. Let me play this here.
In Syria, when there's refugees, Turkey took them, Europe took them, Jordan took them. For whatever reason, here in Gaza, there's refugees from the fighting, from an offensive attack that was staged from Gaza. Israel's going in to do a long-term deterrence mission. And it's just, it's unfortunate that nobody's taking the refugees.
But also there are real fears on the part of
like he cares
Arabs,
about
sure
them.
No, because he's the,
he cares
the humani-
so much
he's
about
the
these
humanitarian of the picture here, obviously. So he's thinking it's a very unfortunate. Not
yeah,
so,
it's unfortunate because I can't get that land
trash?
Quick enough.
Yeah, exactly. We just have to, you know, can we have just a big, some just like Zio street sweeper thing and some new mechanism built by like the Goy? They can just like... Suck up all the the remaining flesh that's left after you've bombed the shit out of them.
One of them who think once Gazans leave Gaza, Netanyahu's never going to let them
once
back.
Once they just leave.
Yeah, and how are you going to get them to leave?
Maybe, but I'm not sure there's much left of Gaza at this point. So, you know, if you think about
it,
even the construct,
like,
you know, Gaza was not really a historical precedent, right? It was the result of a war. Right, you had tribes that were in different places, but then Gaza became a thing. Egypt, you know, used to run it, and then
this
you know,
guy
over
on
time,
the right thinking
different
about it. He's thinking
governments
about it.
That came in different ways. So you have another war.
Yeah,
you know, usually, when wars happen, you know, borders are changed historically over time. And so my sense is I would say, how do we deal with the terror threat that is there, so that it cannot be a threat to Israel or to Egypt? Right, I think that both sides are.
Oh, yeah, he's looking out for Egypt here too. I know they're puppets still, but you know, America's bitch, Egypt, but still. Yeah, they're looking at this as just a cleanup job. This is just a consequence of what you do when you're obviously you're doing your Tikkun Olam bullshit. Yeah. You're like being the light unto the nations. Mask. They're killing little kids. They're killing women and children, and they're bombing them, and they're genocide, and they just don't give a shit.
No,
this
they think
is
waterfront
how they treat
property.
They think waterfront property.
I mean, this is.
It's beyond psychopathic.
Beyond
it's you know, we talk about these
evil and cold and random, a level we can't even comprehend.
Random attacks by like you know, savages of like, you know, with a single item, you know, we don't have to play those clips anymore, but like, you know, we occasionally do, right? But like, here's one white girl walking and it's like here's this group of savages, like black kids just beating her up or whatever for no reason. This is on a whole nother like mechanized level. You know what I mean? Like where they're using like the power, the most powerful military force of another country to do their dirty work for them, essentially. And then can someone clean it up? Yeah, I need my new buildings in this waterfront property.
I need more shekels. I need more vacation properties.
Side really wants to have, you know, a terrorist organization enclaved right between them. And Gaza's waterfront property, it could be very valuable.
So what? So
look, it could be very valuable.
Very valuable.
It could be very valuable. I mean, when did these people? I mean, you're just seriously the stereotype of the, you know, it's just
the greedy,
you're never going to outlive that.
The greedy what, Alex?
Trampling on dead babies.
That's right. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate that.
People to. If people would focus on kind of building up, you know, livelihoods, you think about all the money that's gone into this tunnel network and into all the munitions, if that would have gone into education or innovation, what could have been done?
Yeah, that's so what I you care that, about, dude.
It's
when you're trying to, like, exterminate them, yeah, they probably don't think prioritize building,
innovation.
Like, you know, waterfront property first thing.
They don't even
second
have running
all,
water
when they're living
you
next
cut them
to
off.
A fucking terrorist nation that's going to bomb all those buildings anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
They're, like, intentionally bombing civilians
they
and all that shit.
They cut off their
like,
water and electricity.
No,
like, why are they thinking about
he's
anything?
Talking about, and when he means in education, he means basically just, like, to totally brainwash these people. You know what I mean? Remember, never forget, one of the first things they did, and I forget which of all the wars that Israel has waged against Palestinians, they took over their television stations and started broadcasting pornography 24/7.
That's right, it was a weapon.
A weapon, that's right, back to the clip here.
Of an unfortunate situation there, but I think from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out and then clean it up, but I don't think that Israel... has stated that they don't want the people to move back there afterwards.
You know, you saw...
Oh, they haven't stated, but he's... so he's very disappointed about that. He needs to state that they should move them back later. Okay, we can't get... They should stay in Europe, and they should mix out with them. Yes, Jared, that's what's going to happen.
Tom Friedman's column on Tuesday about where he put forward a plan to get out of this. Biden should recognize the Palestinian Authority unilaterally as a state, and MBS should go to Jerusalem like Egyptian President Anwar Sadat did in 1977, and he should say, I'll normalize with Israel, I'll recognize West Jerusalem as your capital, and I'll even pay to rebuild Gaza if you recognize a Palestinian state.
Salman bin Fadlan, what is his name again? I forget his name now, the goddamn Saudi prince. That's what they're talking about here.
East Jerusalem.
He should go there and do these things for us. The Wahhabis are basically in bed with the Zionists. There's even like some speculation that they're like a crypto Jewish family. Who knows? But
they're not taking in any of their Muslim brothers.
Because they're completely with Israel now. They're out of the picture.
Yeah, but what do you think? Good idea?
No, I don't think that's a good idea. I think that there's certain elements of it that are
correct. Why do we care what this guy thinks anyway? Why is he so important?
Because he's going to be a high-up advisor to Donald Trump again. So that's what the MAGA boomer is going to get when he gets elected again. I mean, look, there's a distinct possibility they will criminalize MAGA and they'll put everyone in jail who's a supporter. But not Trump, though. He'll make billions. If we have time, we'll cover that, too, in a moment. But anyway, actually, that is next. Yeah, check this out. I guess we can pivot to that. Wall Street debut of Trump's Truth Social network could net him stock worth billions,
not worth billions.
No, but that doesn't matter.
Sucks,
what was it again? The Digital Media Group or Digital World Acquisition Corporation. Trump Media is going to join with that, and so remember this: all the hundreds of millions you have to pay and all that shit. Well, he has billions coming in because of this deal, and the SEC is moving ahead. They had approved this. I forget what it was, which means if he truly was a danger to them, this shit would not pass in the same way that Elon would not continue to get his contracts if he was not. You know what I mean? I sincerely believe that. If they really wanted to get these people, they would come nowhere near these types of circles. They would not get approval. They would not move ahead. They wouldn't be making billions by getting approved deals like this. But anyway, so that might be happening on the back end here. But yeah, again, reason why I'm bringing that up, Kushner, one of the first persons, I think, when Trump did one of the, maybe it was after Biden's State of the Union or something like that, then he did his own version of that, whatever. There was Kushner again. Oh, good speech, you know, Mr. President, Dad. Right. So there it is. Anyway, we got a couple on entropy there. Did you want to check?
Oh, we do? Okay, let me see. Archie says, I hate the sight of Kushner. So do I. I always felt that he gave a vibe of being a cold lizard. Yes, he does. Maybe Trump is an investment partner with Kushner. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right. He gave them the go along. It was one of his most proud moments. Right. I gave it. Hey, Jews, I gave you the Golan Heights. Never forget that. Vote for me. And then all these like liberal Jews still think he's like a Nazi. It's hilarious. They're going to get both. That's the thing. They'll get all the counter white nationalist, politics and activism, and then they'll get none of the white nationalism, and they'll just give everything to Israel. Anyway.
Whoa. TT Infection says, love the work, you two. Thank you. The Russian shooting recently has been sus and right after Candace firing.
Yep, it's all together.
Cuck Free Zone says, ultra flexible living space with unknown proximity to unknown concentrations of melanated people with unknown behavior patterns. Now that's a write up Lori could use for.
There you go.
How about, because white people, how about that?
Ultra flexible living space, which
if
means
you're
it could
white,
be anything
you want to live here. How about that?
It just needs to be anything. At some point, you're going to reach that when there will be no description. Because everything will be offensive. And even the living space will be all homogenized into
white
the
walls,
same. Yeah, exactly.
Which
it'll be nothing.
Nightmare.
And it will be everything you want it to be and nothing at the same time. And because you'll have the chip or the headset on or something, right?
Lycan Warrior says, UN Secretary General Youth Climate Advisor calls for whites to be stripped of power in revolutionary fights. Oh, really? Let me pull that up.
Really? Fox News? UN Secretary?
No biggie.
Whites to be stripped of power in revolutionary fights. What's the
Can
spin on
that?
Can you
just give me a clip here?
No, it's not on that.
Yeah, it's not.
Who is this youth climate activist here?
I don't know, we'll have to look into that. But
social media post that calls for the destruction of capitalism claims terrorism is used as a Western smear to justify imperialism. I say it's more like the Israelis.
Some Pakistani American woman.
Okay, attack white people for purportedly fueling
humanity's
extinction vis-a-vis the climate crisis. Yes.
Why don't you go back to Pakistan and deal with all the trash there?
They're doing great on the environmental front over there, by the way.
Go to Pakistan, go to India, talk to China, get out of America.
Sadiqwa has one of his advisors. yeah, he, Guterres, the communist here,
yes,
has a long
another
string,
communist.
I mean, literally, he was like the he was heading up Socialist International before he went on to be UN Secretary General. To help accelerate the implementation of his climate action agenda. Okay, yeah, okay, well, we'll go through this. Here she is. Looks like a real real wonderful person to be around here. Ashia Sadiq, youth climate advisor.
No, thanks.
I hit the wall, but no, at 20. All right.
Yeah. Verti 6464 says,
that
guys.
That packy wall, you know.
Oh, God.
And guys. That's why you have to look like Samira Khan. You fellas know what I'm talking about. Fellas? Huh? Do you want that blow up doll? Anyway, go ahead.
Verta 6464 says, guys, if you want a crew down under, I just bought 10 grand worth of HD handycams, tripods, and lights and mics. You have someone you want to talk to? I'll cover all executive expenses. Well, that would be awesome.
Well, we have to.
I was a photojournalist videographer for 18 years. Find a young indie journo here and thunder down under. Birds are go.
Really?
Wow. Okay, Australians, reach out. We need to do it. We just need the help. And if you got the help on that end, then we can help.
Yeah,
produce, I mean,
we
on
can,
this end.
Yeah, we can have, like, you know, package it, we can run it on Red Ice if that's what that'd you're envisioning, awesome. And things like that, and we can have like
keep it out of Australia so you don't go to jail. I'm serious. I'm not joking.
I know. Yeah. No, we are 100% interested in that. But yeah, but we need help because of time, you know, we're like
put it out there. I think there's some fresh blood out there in Australia. Yeah, if you're in Australia and you think that you have what it takes.
If we can find some good talented, not only presenter, but like people that can actually do the, you know,
the filming
production and, you know, getting it together, whatever, you know. Yeah, definitely. We need to, let's do another talk. It would be probably easier than just, you know, email or chatting back and forth or super chats. But
I'd love to take an Australia trip one day, but I'd probably not even be allowed in at this point.
Now, who knows what would happen.
Fly all that way and be like, you can't come in, but we're just going to go to the beach.
Don't they usually tell you before? Not always, though.
Not always.
It's true. Let's talk more.
Awesome.
We are interested in sending something like that up. Yeah, definitely.
Sin City Mila says, put them in New York City, then pull up the bridges. Yeah, all the migrants. Yeah, let them just fight. What is that? Like escape from L.A.? It'll be like escape from New York.
Well, that's the first one, right? L.A. was the second one.
Okay. Yeah, so we're almost there.
Dun, dun, dun,
that was dun, pretty good. Dun. That was a good vibe on that one, though.
Do, do, do. That's the song we got to play on the outro. Anyway.
Emil Lunneberger says, take my shekels.
Take my shekels. We will
taking
take shekels your
shekels. From my beachfront property in Gaza.
Say that name again. I got to shame you for how you said that. Say that name again. What's his name? What's his username? What's his username?
Emil E. Lunneberger.
Ah. Emil E. Lunneberger.
E. Lunneberger.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. There you go.
Lunneberger.
Emil.
Vietler Lunnerburgers.
Makes me think of that. Emil
Lunnerburgers.
Verti 6464 says, I imagine it would be integral to your brand. Well, that'd be great. We'd love Aussies.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
That would be awesome. 100%. Because they need that.
We are interested. But yeah, no, time-wise, if we can tie together with good people who know what they're doing, and we'd be happy to. We have an audience. We would just push it out on our channels. It'll be under the Red Eyes Network.
Absolutely.
And we're good to go. 100%.
Yep. Yeah. And that's ultimately, like, I remember years ago, that was what we had a dream of trying to do, is have different correspondents in the different European countries across the world and bring them together on our website, which we still have a vision for that.
Yep.
But it's, you know, it's about finding the right people, doing the dedicated people.
Yeah, consistency and, you know.
Because you got to keep putting it out there, too. It can't just be spotty. I
know. Yeah, and then, you know, how did they make, you know, money being part of that? You know, there's all these, you know, questions. You know, if you had big Jew bucks, usually it's a problem. I mean, again, Trump's, there's billions out there.
I know.
Even like Musk, who's like, you know, oh, retweeting concern for Dries or whatever. Like, send him 50,000 euros
nothing
right now.
Them.
There's nothing for you. For and help him out then. Put some of your monies, you know, if you have them.
Into like, you know, real activism. Mm-hmm. And we are people that put it into real activism. Yep. We don't need waterfront properties in Gaza and 500 pairs of shoes and fancy cars.
Yeah, I mean, Veritas Resin has been a huge
supporter
of us.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
huge.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Amazing contributions. Some of you guys out there, you know, like keeping us going, you know. So thank you, everybody. All right. Okay. So anyway,
how about white hierarchical individualistic men?
Well,
huh?
I
love those.
I want to tie this in because we've talked about so many things of where we fail, and it has to do even with the real estate story of like, well, yeah, here we are, we're backing away. It's like, I was going to make a joke of it, but I'm not even sure it's appropriate. But it's like, you know, I'm an individual. I do, you know, it's just me. I'll do whatever I want. You know,
I won't say master bedroom.
I'm not. I'm not going to collectivize her. That's communism, you know, kind of thing. And it's like, well, no, it's not. But it's like, yeah, just because you're not primarily, you know, an individual, you're still an individual, but I'm saying just because you collectivize together with a group in order to fight back like everyone else is doing, it doesn't mean you're no longer an individual. It doesn't mean you lose your individuality, right? But anyway, interesting study here, and I want to hone in on the second graph, and this is Jeremy Kaufman, who helped us set up Library/Odyssey, by the way. Yale researcher Dan Kahn studied the personality and cultural differences of Americans and found a fascinating distinct cluster. White, hierarchical, individualistic men, making up around 1/6 of the population.
Not enough.
This cluster, yeah, I know. Why do you think they're trying to replace us? And why do you think they've been denying white identity all this time? Because it's shit like this. This cluster has markedly different views about risk, guns, environment, and more. I wish they would ask about immigration, which they did not do. Which
he asked about swimming pools and nanotech, but they didn't ask.
An obvious thing, right? Here's, for example, here's the white hierarchical men on climate change versus everyone else. And as you
look
can
at
see,
these white shit-lib females are up there with like the non-white men.
Yeah, I know. So the, you know, global warming and stuff, you know, anyway. So, but the second here was interesting, right? We can click in on this. Let me see if I can even pull that in like this. How do I pull it in? Here we go. As individuals and as a society, we face a number of possible hazards. Some threaten people's health, safety, or financial well-being directly. Others threaten them indirectly through the damage they can pose on the environment or the economy. How much do you believe each of the following poses to human health,
Redline
safety, or prosperity?
Is white
red
guys,
line is white.
Black is everyone else.
Everyone else, which means that everyone else basically clusters the same, I would assume, or unless that's a mean or something, but still, right?
Yeah.
Which means that the only outlier here is white individualistic
Well, I'm
men.
An outlier.
Yeah, I know, but you know.
I wasn't asked these questions. Yeah.
Teaching high school students about birth control, right? That's a
great. Look
greater
at where they
risk.
Line up, though, on the vaccine,
vaccination
damn
against
it.
Children.
Swimming pools is pretty close. Nanotech is pretty close, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Environmental regulations. Yeah, they see that as a greater danger, which is like, yes, I agree. EPA is a bunch of idiots, and it's not for all the wrong, you know, for all the wrong reasons they're doing what they're doing, whatever. But anyway, legalization of marijuana, weed, they list higher, a little bit, somewhat. Consumption of red meat, lower risk for white males. Private gun ownership,
yeah,
not at all. While they're, you know, higher up, obviously, everyone else. Government restrictions on private gun ownership, very high, big risk, right?
I'm surprised the other ones were still middle of the road there. There still is concern
like
about that,
somewhat, you know,
whoever
again,
they asked.
If you would go into political affiliation, other things, yeah. Obviously that you get graded different, but the point is they're just singling out where white men are in relation to everyone else, right? Which is interesting because, like, was this the study? Was it that they just ask anybody and they say, oh, look at this deviant pattern here. What is that? Oh, it's white men, you know, kind of thing. Either, or they actually went in like they usually do. They study us like we're some goddamn zoo animals. And they're like, let's see how these, our enemies are different. You know, and let's see how we can corral them and target them.
Well, because they know that that's the one demographic that could be the game changer if they just, you know, got together and started taking care of business and putting their foot
down. That's just it. And I have a
thing on that here. They are the demographic that has the power, actually.
Yeah.
And they need to realize that they have the power.
Nuclear power, less global warming, less. This is
they line up on GMOs.
GMOs,
which is pretty good. Like, let's get rid of GMOs. We all should be concerned about that.
But look at this.
I'm more concerned about GMOs than terrorist attacks in the U.S., honestly.
Yeah, exactly. But GMOs are still bad. There's still things
that's
that affect
you. That's what I'm saying.
I'm more worried about that than terrorist attacks. I kind of see a different level that is like, how can you... Isn't that like one of the most obvious things to be concerned with? Granted, it's fairly high on the very high risk thing still, right? But it's like, is anybody downplaying that in any regard? Like,
no,
that's
like
be
we
very
all know.
High.
We all know terrorism.
Maybe they're asking,
like
maybe,
real
I'm,
terrorism.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding, and it's more like the urgency of the thing as opposed to like, oh, if like there are terrorist bombings happening now.
But then you also have the
too bad.
You also have the like fake white supremacist terrorist attacks in the U.S. So which one
sure.
are you asking
okay.
about?
Sure, okay. Yeah,
right?
Granted, you raise a good point, right? But yeah, no, so, you know, a comment I made on this was like, now, if these guys could just collectivize, imagine the things that could be done, right, and how they can help to transform the country and how they can improve things when they not all of them, obviously, but many of them, they act the same. They're in a homogenous group. They're all these things, right? But they've been programmed with some of this, the most detrimental form of individualism in order to largely remain irrelevant and not have a large impact. If they change that, if they collect, this is why they're so afraid of white people developing a white identity. That's why that's the biggest no-no. Mm-hmm. That's why you are not allowed. That's why you have the Jordan Petersons out there like, oh, my, I will as an individual fight against the, you know, Medusa dragons. That's
his
why
best work was on toddlers, by the way. I was listening to something the other day and I was like, yeah, that's his best
Wait
work.
Wait a minute, what do you mean?
Jordan
What are
Peterson.
We talking about? No, I'm just joking. All right. Which is, you know, look, this, like, this is an older, you know, post or whatever, but here it is, right? Civil rights laws were not passed to protect the rights of white men and do not apply to them. That's a quote from Mary Berry, chairman of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission. Yeah. There it is, right?
Here's the thing,
this
though.
This is even why you need to collectivize.
Even when it was rugged white individualism and pioneering America, it never was. You never were truly just an individual. You still had your village. You needed other men to get things done, to set things up, to, you know, trade. Like, so it's impossible to just be one guy doing everything and being individual all the time. You always need other bros. That's how it works.
Yeah. I'm a mega bro. I go my own way. No
Every
one tells me what to
you
do.
Are, you know? No.
So,
no.
Well, look, you're going to die, okay? Like, they're coming after you, all of them. And if you don't collectivize, they'll be it. And again, if you don't do it, your kids and your grandkids are going to be on that altar and being sacrificed for the sake of this new global order that's rising out, right? Maybe it's a global order. Right? Can I say it with a whiny globalist voice as possible? Can I do that? All right, anyway. I'm being very unserious here. Very serious matters, everybody. Okay, so anyway, where is it here? Here's more of this, right? Oh, while your TPUSA event says, well, you know, you see, identity politics is wrong. You can't collectivize because then we'll become, communists, right? Kind of thing. No, why? Remember,
because then
Charlie
we'll win.
Kirk,
why that's why people collectivize. We win.
That's just it. 5-10% of us collectivize. I'm pushing the same direction.
Yeah.
Imagine 5 million white people putting their resources, minds, effort, willpower,
saying,
determination,
no more. We're done.
Putting the foot down,
We're
going
done.
In the right direction. Boom, everything changes. And they know that.
It's not
and
a lot.
That's why
we don't need a lot of people to make it happen.
That's why they're criminalizing essentially these people.
We just
sure
need to
don't
make
have
it
jobs, no
socially
power
acceptable,
you know.
And that's the problem. It's inching towards that way, and they're trying to stop that. Because once it becomes socially acceptable, then it's like, okay, it pops off.
Yeah. Kyle Rittenhouse insists he didn't flee event after heckling. I didn't even see this yet.
Why is he being heckled?
That's a soy voice booing there.
Do you believe in the Constitution and the Second Amendment?
Oh, I see. BLM people, yeah.
They obviously don't. They can't answer my questions.
This is in Memphis.
I honestly don't know anything about BLM, and I don't care.
If you don't know anything about BLM, why did you cross state lines?
He said he supported it, too, at one point.
I was put on trial because we were during an election cycle. They used me as their scapegoat.
Who?
That is what happened. That is why they put me on trial. It was all politics. And this is a case that has nothing to do with politics.
Deflection! Yeah! Yeah!
So they're walking out. He is walking out. Right? Look at the line here, though. Rittenhouse seemed to abruptly depart the stage after audience members questioned him about comments made by political activist Charlie Kirk, the founder and president of TPUSA, a youth organization, blah, blah, blah. It aims to restore traditional American values like patriotism, respect for life, liberty, family, individualism.
This guy's 21.
Fiscal responsibility. How about white
fiscal
identity?
Responsibility.
But anyway, the point is, it was like, oh, he's a bad Nazi, you know, kind of thing. That's what they're
it's
saying.
It's just dumb that he was even engaging with them the way that he was and didn't have a better
comeback.
Well,
that means he couldn't get his own people in at those events, at a TPUSA event.
No one's going to Toilet Paper USA anymore?
I don't know what's going on. This is what happened on the outside of the facility that time. There's more TPUSA people being chased down by the leftist Brown Alliance here.
Well, Memphis, right?
Yep. Now check out the saxophone coming in here too. I played this yesterday.
But so all these people thinking about moving to Tennessee. Just think about that. Yeah. Think about these demographics right here.
Surrounded.
Yeah, it's cheap, but what do you have there?
This is the mutant blob zombie hordes here. They're coming to get you. They're just listen to the sax here.
Unhinged freaks of all types.
Yep.
Just projecting
amorphous
all their
trans blob
delusion onto TPUSA, thinking like, oh my God, it's
these
literally it's Hitler.
And then they're like, well, you see, we can't collectivize as white people. That'd be bad. See, now the police are protecting them, but at some point they won't, right? At some point they will be on their side, the other people here. Yep. Look at this.
Zombies.
Fascists.
That's American Bolsheviks right here. Yep. There you go. Innocent people. No, he killed pedophiles, okay? I wouldn't call them innocent.
Well,
they were pedophiles.
What do you think they're angry about? Yeah. They're angry about
pedophiles
that
pedophiles are never
one
innocent.
One of us. So anyway, that's what happens when you don't collectivize, right? That's what's going to happen. Most people, didn't they even lose like Rob Smith recently? One of the guys that was the whole, Dave went there and he's like, what do we gain? How do we win the culture of war by having anal sex? Or, one of those questions for Rob. I think that was Rob Smith, was it not? Charlotte Kirk sitting next to him. They lost that guy, basically.
To
he's
anal
like,
sex.
Well, that happened a long time ago, but I'm saying he couldn't even remain like a TPUSA guy and be in that conservative sphere anymore.
No. Surprise, surprise. Went to the liberals. Like, no, you need your pack of white boys around you. Like, that's what needs to happen.
Yeah. Anyway, so, this continues. I don't even know if we have to play the tranny insanity clips, to be honest. Do we?
Yeah, no, not really.
It's just more of this like,
crazy psychotherapist that's just babbling about,
Yeah, I don't feel like this or that, or I'm not, no, Jan. It's more of that.
Freak. Why are we going to listen to these freaks?
I know, we shouldn't.
It's a cult.
I was born. I created a website. Anyway, it's like, no, I'm no gender. They're a member of the World Professional Association for Transgender Health.
I mean, if you saw this person on the street, I'd be like, whoa. I'd like pull my kids away and hold my purse and be like, let's go over here,
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I mean, we don't have to show it. I had some screenshots. I was thinking about like, maybe I should show this. But we've seen it in the past of just like, these are the people that are advocating, forcing this ideology onto potentially you guys out there, your children, or maybe your grandchildren, or maybe your niece or, nephew or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yes, but they don't tell you on these bottom surgeries will kill your sex life. You will never have normal sex and you will never enjoy it ever again. Yay, what a wonderful life.
Basically, using its dilators here, right? Discharge at the end of my dilator and it smells like poop and all this stuff, right? And I don't think I can ever have sex again. It's
no.
Like, yeah, you think?
It's done for you. It's over. Like, you're never going to feel that ever again.
But then, but that's healthcare now, you see? To promote that to
it's
people,
liberating.
That's healthcare and stuff. And so, when this guy show up here and says, stop grooming kids. With an Israel, and then again, objectively true, right? From Hirschfeld and onwards, this is disproportionately represented by Alex. What do you say? Anyway, someone was upset here. Remember, it's the whole J.K. Rowling thing as well. Oh my God! Like today, a gender affirming care rally. Remember that Hitler didn't just come for the Jews. All of us must stand up for one another. DeSantis' agenda is obvious. We need to outvote these terrorists. My grandparents didn't survive 7 concentration camps for this shit.
7. Oh my God. And no one killed them ever in any of those camps?
Let's see how many. 7. Okay. All right. Anyway, so long story short, I guess, right? We could do the...
Did you see that? I was born. I created a website. How arrogant.
I said that.
I was born.
I was born. Oh,
I was born in my
greatness.
Now
tell me how that
Lawrence
happened.
Lawrence to Laura. Yeah, how were you born? It's called a penis and a vagina.
Yep, exactly. Okay? Oh, that's
there's no confusion there.
Let me change this here. Check this out here though. Global, we'll circle around here. We're gonna do our final closing segment here in a bit. But global birth rate fell 4.5% in 2023. Will come at a cost. And of course they bring in GDP enthusiasts here to talk about what a concern this is, right? And yes, it is a concern, depending on what countries you're talking about, obviously, right? But can we play it? You want to play a little bit of this right here? Did you hear this?
All right, I have not.
It is declining. Birth rates fell by more than 4% last year from 2022, and that could be a problem for the global economy. We want to bring in...
Oh, the global economy. What about the
economy? What about the economy? Our people?
I know.
Our progeny, our future, our legacy, our heritage, our culture. Fuck the economy.
I know. This is Yahoo Finance after all, you know.
What about the money?
Oh, how are we going to, you know, and it's always like some, you know, they set up the Social Security scam and scheme and all that stuff. What's my stocks going to do now when you don't have as many, you know, mouth breathers to shove the worm meal, the vomit inducers into their, you know, faces?
What about our children and their children and their children? That's the question.
Listen to just the first couple of comments here.
Well, economist James, it's great to see you there. Your note caught our attention a few weeks back when you wrote it here. The note was titled, "The Baby Bust Intensifies." Talk to us just about the economic consequences you see from declining birth rates across the world.
Yeah, it's a fascinating subject, and it's one I think a lot of investors, a lot of economists need to take quite a lot more seriously, because you say it's one of these subjects that's so important, yet it's sort of hidden away from the front pages. And it's absolutely crucial because it's going to determine so many things within the global economy. It's going to impact the size of populations over the course of the next few decades and what that means for aggregate size of GDP, who the world's largest economies are. It's going to impact the growth rates in terms of the share of the population that's working age, in terms of whether we've got enough workers, how we've got enough people to pay for our pensioners, all of these various challenges that are very, very important because of demographics.
No, okay.
So bring in the migrants because they're going to take care of your pension.
Yeah, they're going to take care of you later, right?
They don't take care of you now. They don't take care of themselves now.
I know this is like not really the agenda of sorts, right? But this is the mainstream, I guess, managerial class that have been conned into this, right? They're like, let's have the economist GDP statisticians look at these numbers, and then they just like, given that, since we're all equal, let's take this sub-Saharan desert tribe or whatever and just import them into like Örebro, Sweden, and then they will obviously perform the same and just be more mouths to feed and more workers. Here they are, look at that, now they're Swedish, you know, kind of thing. And obviously that's not how it works, right? Yep. You are going to have to take the consequences of this sooner or later anyway. Modernity is affecting birth. All these, there's a million reasons. I don't know, call me crazy, but maybe you should not have like rolled out like a death jab to, you know, to billions of people or whatever it is now. Mm-hmm. You know, there's multiple different angles to have to all this. But the point is, maybe it's time for us to reshuffle some of those things.
Yeah.
Maybe we can use technology. Maybe we don't need all these workers then. Like, you know, I'm not a one who's like believer in technology that's going to solve everything for us. And I think in a way that's kind of the wrong route to go. But if it gets these people off our backs, you know, in terms of how they're pushing, fine.
I also think that in the West, our birth rate would go up if we deported all these people. You know,
hey, people would want to start having babies. Pinial says there. There you go. I mean, you know how bad it is in Örebro. That's why I mentioned that, right? Anyway, okay, go on. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need infinite growth, Goy. Exactly. Scaffold.
No, we need good people to have as many kids as they can.
Yeah, I mean, it's just this more heads, more meat. And then, of course, you know, the compensate by bringing in, you know, third world, migrants. Mm-hmm. And they think it's going to just keep things afloat and going. And obviously the crash of that's going to come sooner or later anyway. Yeah. Like, look, if you could have a decline of birth rates in countries that are clearly overpopulated, that would be great. But those are not, for the most part, European countries. You could even argue in some Europe, it's crowded in some European countries.
It is, and populations ebb and flow. We talk about this. It's not a bad, it's not so dire, everything's going to fall apart if we don't have, you know, this many billion people in the country. No, we've done a lot in the past with less people, and
I'm willing to
do that, especially with the aid of technology nowadays.
I'm willing to... to take some of those consequences if it just means us not having the same, being in the same bullshit global homo type world that we're in now, right? Yeah. I think it will. They know we will. I mean, they have, some of them have now more money. They can have a dream of spending. There's nothing like, where do we buy space stations from now? Like, you know, I mean, that's like the next level here for them, I guess. How can we get off planet now? Like, what do we, you know, what's the next?
I know.
How do we do this? We'll build our Elysium, you know, floating, you know, space ring station or what? But their comfort is a little bit threatened by this. You know what I mean? Worse economic conditions probably means they'll probably go after you know, there's a cascading domino effect here that might come as a consequence of this, and they're trying to keep this patched up as long as possible. But anyway, I'm not sure that's defeating our next topic or not. I don't think it is, but I'm saying obviously we need more good people. We need our people to continue, obviously, right? All that, and we'll get around to this here. But like, it's just, they're so myopic in the way they're looking at this. Oh, you'll have slight economic upheaval. Oh no, like there's definitely worse. Being replaced and ceasing to exist is it's kind of a, I don't know. You know, it's kind of worse.
More important.
Right? Kind of worse to cease to exist as a distinct group as opposed to having like comfortable GDP. And even that sucks. You know, I mean, even the economy now they tell us is great. You know what I mean? And it's like hard for a lot of people.
Yeah, know? And people are supposedly more comfortable than ever and also more miserable than ever. Depression and anxiety is through the roof.
Yep.
Reading about like the number of young people, it's like high. It's like over 60% now in America that's like on something for anxiety or depression. Like, this is not normal. This is not healthy. This is not good for our well-being.
No, it's not. We'll take a couple of those chats before we slide into the last topic here. Well,
where was I?
Of sorts.
Let's see. J Dog Pittler says, did you know that Kyle Rittenhouse has Holocaust survivors in his family? The tweet has the link to the article. Oh, really?
Posts on a suspended account.
Ah, can't see it.
I cannot see that. Do you have an archive of that? Let me see if I can find an archive. Okay, anyway, you can move on to that.
Otherwise, North Folk, thank you so much for the donation there. It says, hail Henrik and Lana, delivering a great show as always. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank I can't. Really appreciate that. It's not on archive. If you have an archive version of that, that's from a. I can't pull that up. Sorry, bro.
Aim316, thanks again, says, these tranny freaks make me sick. I said years ago, they won't stop a gay marriage. You can't give them an inch. Nope, and you're right.
That's correct.
I remember I was having a conversation with my old best friend, Joseph, like, you know, God, this was like 20 years ago, and he used to talk about, like, complaining that the gays took over the rainbow and how we need to take the rainbow back, and look at us now.
Yep,
I know. Amazing. I can't even look at a rainbow without thinking of gays, and I hate that. You know, my girlfriends and I were talking about that the other day, is like having kids and all that, because rainbows are the most natural, beautiful thing, and they're not.
Yeah. You know? Hey, by the way, Aim, I'll, right after we get off the show here, I'll look at your email, because I forgot you. I was looking for you and I forgot your username on the members website, redassmembers.com. So I'll look that up and figure out what was wrong there for whatever issue. So if it's not enabled yet, you know what's going on, but we'll get to that ASAP. So thank you, Aim. I appreciate your support very much.
And RedPill3D says, we must fight on. Yes,
we do.
Every day. And
all right. So
this next topic is going to be something that you guys are not going to expect.
We covered it in Western Warrior already. So members who saw that show,
members have seen it, but it's a video from me, and it's something very personal. So I guess we'll just
you want to play it first,
and then we'll just play it, and then we can come.
We'll
back
talk about
and,
it. Talk All right. about it.
We've been making online content for over 15 years. I've been through it, but this discussion will be like no other. Very personal. I'm a mother of three shiny, happy children, and they inspire me to fight back in the outrageous information war we are currently engaged in. We want to help make the world a better place for our children and for your children. They are the future, and good people need to have as many of them as they can. When we had our daughter Sigrid in 2022, she was born early and had to spend some time in NICU, baby jail, as I called it. It was one of the hardest experiences I've ever had. We shared that publicly. Since then, Sigrid has turned into an adventurous, smart, sparkly toddler. When we asked for help to cover the unbelievable NICU bills, you all swooped in and helped us get it covered very quickly. We are so grateful to our community. It's been a little while now, and I can't shake the urge for another baby. Everyone tells me you feel that complete, dumb feeling when you've had all the children you are destined to have. I don't have that feeling. In fact, I keep thinking I'm forgetting or looking for a fourth kid when I'm out and about or doing things around the house. Sadly, though, because of a heart issue, I cannot carry a pregnancy. I spoke about my heart issue that started in 2021 when I was hit with mysterious viral heart inflammation. We both were, in fact, and it was a really hard time. I will be fine and I'm still healing, but it could be a pregnancy risk. And no, we're not vaxxed. But nonetheless, there still is a way. It's called gestational surrogacy. It means a couple takes their embryo, their genetics, and another woman carries it for them. So genetically, it is 100% yours. I've even had a couple friends offer to help me carry. I know there's some people in our sphere who are opposed to it for reasons, but we are not one of them. It's very different when it's a married couple's own DNA versus buying a stranger's DNA for some new modern family combo. It's a beautiful thing that there are women who are willing to help other women carry a child. For some women, pregnancy is very easy and they enjoy it. I've known a few surrogates and they each had a positive, life-changing journey and think of themselves as an auntie to the child. So we already started the process and have successfully created healthy embryos. The success rates for gestational surrogacy using a healthy embryo are over 85% these days. That's really good. The major hurdle, though, is cost. The cost in the U.S. is easily over $100,000. It's insane. With surrogacy fees, legal, medical, insurance, it's America. It's a lot and only getting more expensive. That's why gestational surrogacy has been mainly a thing for celebrities and the very wealthy, although some of them go this route only because they don't want to ruin their body or career or because they're gay. That is not our situation. It's a big ask, and we never like to ask for help, even when we need it. But we're putting it out there to make this happen, and we'll share the progress as we go along. I have no shame about it, only excitement. The goal is to get started as soon as possible. I know it's so bizarre, but it is what it is, and we want to try to complete our family because we're not done yet. There's still one more soul that wants to join the Palmgren family. I feel it. If you would like to help us make this happen, we greatly appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. You can find our campaign at givesango.com/PalmgrenBaby. We love you guys.
All right.
So that's it.
There it is.
Something you didn't expect, but it's something we are going to do.
To try. Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely.
It's not a perfect, you know, situation. I wish it was different, blah, 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 all these things. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, blah, blah, blah. But it is what it is. What is the saying? You can't let perfect be the enemy of good, right? It's good enough. We're not getting any younger. We can't wait longer either. So this is the path that we're deciding to go in order to complete our family, you know? So it is what it is. So we'll see if we can get there. It's better to try,
oh
right?
Oh my God, and it's crazy money, guys, in America.
It's better like to try easy. and then, you know, I don't think we will, and we'll do everything we can to get there, obviously, to complete our family. But, you know, it's better to try and to fail than not try and then have regrets that you never, you know, asked for help or you never even tried to do it. So that's it. It's what it is.
Exactly. Yes. And we've already started, like I said, successfully. Yep. So. Yep. You know, and I feel really good about it. I feel
this is
a step in the right direction. Yeah. I'm so excited about it. Yep. And it's like, I already feel a little soul like lingering around me.
You know,
I feel like it's there and it's the step in the right direction. It's meant to be. So putting that out there for you guys.
We're putting that out there. Exactly. So anyway, if you want to be part of the process, if you guys want to help out, that's one thing. I said this in the Wesley Morey show, but not all of you guys are members either. So you don't know that, but you said it's, we're fortunate enough that we have an audience, we have a platform, we can get it out there, whatever, and not everyone has that. So we're very lucky and thankful just for that alone. Yeah, but you know, we're gonna try and we'll see. We'll keep you guys updated. We'll keep you guys reminded. You never know. There could be someone who's watching that has means or whatever and want to help out. That's just how it is. There is no shame in asking for help, although we, as you said in the video, hate to do it, but it is what it is at this point.
So. Yeah. And I know some friends who have had to go this route as well and are so glad that they did. I always say, like, just make white babies happen. I know there's women that have fertility issues and people that have struggles and things, and just do what you need to make your family happen.
Yep. All right. So there it is, boys and girls. Yeah, I know, it's bizarre, huh? All right, well, it is what it is. Okay.
It's bizarre, but it's not, because it's like the magic of life isn't something that humans can recreate. It's like the sperm and the egg, like they want to come together.
Yeah.
Like it's just magical in its process, and it comes together on its own and starts growing on its own.
Yep.
It's not that humans make that process happen.
No, I know what you mean. Exactly. I know what you mean. It's crazy that it even works, but, you know, it does. So.
Well, thank God or the gods that it does, because who knows in the future with where things are heading and fertility issues with people things that we might have to correct in the future, or if there needs to be some rebirth in the future or something. It's always good to have options.
Yep. All right, guys. There it is. That's it. All right. So we're going to wrap up, huh? And it was a good show. Thank you, guys. A different note ending there, but that's what it is, okay? All right. You had a couple more there? Do you want to?
That's also an older picture. We need an updated picture. But we never take, like, enough family, like, we never have that family photos and videos.
Even if we are, when we are in the presence of, as we know, clearly there's, like, talented photographers that we know and stuff. We don't just, like, hey, can you take a picture? We just, you know, don't ask.
And like Rorik, our oldest one there, he's an amazing drummer, guys. Like, he plays along to Tool songs. He's a natural. He's bright. He's on top of it. Well, you're a drummer. Yep. Cuckfree Zone says, we'll be donating to the surrogacy fund.
Hey, something thank for you. The Swedes out there. Jag har rytmen i blodet. That's what they say about Africans. Oh, that's funny. Okay.
Cuckfree Zone says,
they have the Africans have the rhythm in their blood.
Please. What's the best thing to say to a white woman on the fence about having kids on the basis that it's too much work? Or is it her fear just a red flag that she wouldn't be doing it and shouldn't look elsewhere? Well, if a woman says that right away, that's probably not a woman you want to continue dating. I don't know. Sometimes it
I've
takes,
just encouraged it. We had to email it a little bit. And I said, you have to work on it. And you know what I said, obviously, correct for someone, right? But like, yeah. There's things you can do, I think, to be honest. What that is it's very hard to determine depending on the person and all those kinds of things.
Be the man she needs. And she's going to want to have children with you. She's going to want to be with you. I think that that's going to come naturally. It's going to be second nature for most women.
Yeah. But if she's not on your page, you could turn her. You can get her there, I think. You would know, right, if it's that kind of material.
I was someone who didn't think I wanted children either. And there's different reasons looking back. Oh, this, that, it all hit me.
Well, again, that's why I kind of went that route. Like, you know, you just, you know, look into who you are, your family history, research your heritage, all those interesting things that kind of connect you to those things. Hang around other kids, you know, if you can, you know, like make sure they get exposure to those types of things. And hopefully it's not kids that are just screaming all the time, whatever, but you know.
And also I noticed having friends that have kids, hanging out with friends that have kids, it makes women also want to have more kids.
I know.
Like I noticed that around here, just like baby boom, like all the time. And women get baby fever all the time. And they think they're done and they see another baby and then they would like get pregnant again, you know?
Yeah.
So it's cool. Beetlejuice says, we'll donate. Thank you so much. Appreciate that, guys.
All right, are we caught up?
No, I think.
Is any on
Emil Lunneberry?
Emil I Lunneberry.
More white babies. Emily thank you. Yes. Base Goy 06 says, beautiful thing for you guys. Can't wait to see the Palmgren family complete more white babies. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
All right, guys. Thank you so much, everybody. We appreciate your support today. And, you know, anybody out there want to help, again, we appreciate it tremendously. And we're just very fortunate and lucky and, you know, to be in the position we are and be able to try something like this, you know, but it is what it is. So thank you guys. But anyway, that's it for us today. We'll keep bringing it up here and there occasionally. Thank you guys so much again. We'll be back with Western Warrior here soon. A couple of shout outs here, of course, I want to do right at the end of the show. We want to plug the member side as well, of course. That's a great way to support us overall anyway. And, of course, you get something back as well, which I do like. That's why I don't like to kind of just ask for things. I want to offer something, you know what I mean? So Western Warrior, our flagship show, great stuff. I spent a lot of time editing all that good stuff together. So I hope you enjoy it. If you haven't signed up for a membership before, please consider it. It's a great way to support us. And, of course, you get access to tons of shows over at redhousemembers.com. Or, again, you can, if you prefer, you can sign up over at Odyssey or Subscribestar or our locals, of course, redicetv.locals.com. Check out the latest. So we have more coming up here. Also, want to say thanks today to our executive producers. What do we got? We got T. Lothrop Stoddard, V. Miller, Resin Revolt, Good Luck Lap, Jake, Red Pill Rundown, French 47, Mark Smith, No One Jeeves, President Obunga, Mongoose. We have William Fox, Angry White Soccer Mom, The Second Wanderer, Operation Werewolf, The Ride Never Ends, Dilbob, Last Place Simp, Joseph Hart, Purple Haze, We also have Rex Ballington, Commie Combo Deal. We have the Dearborn Toxic Event, Brendan Anthony. Penelope 7USA, follow her on X or Twitter. We have Bertrand Comparet, Dixie Drone Force, and Arctic Wolf. Thank you, guys. That's our executive producers. And we also have Mr. Walker, 696, Johansson, Leroy Dumont, Snark Pop, Eyes Open, Mr. Lemry, Urinew, Obadiah Hakeswill, Perfect Brute, Single Action Army, Lord H.P. Lovecraft, Trevor, Der Schwabe, Sonata for Violin, ExposeFlyers.com, and our latest edition, Whitewater Rafting Fan. That's pretty, that sounds like fun.
I love whitewater rafting. Hey, how about that? I love it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. All right. If you do want to get one of those, you can do it at Odyssey, Subscribestar, or RedIceMembers.com. Great way to support us, get some resources our way. And of course, as you said in the beginning there, Alana, we'll have some merch and stuff up soon. And, you know, we're working on that and we're going to bring on some more people. It's going to be good. We'll do some clip shows or clips of our shows, you know, things like that. So we have a lot of ideas. You know what I mean? A lot of things. We know where to go. Maybe we can get that Aussie thing worked out as well, huh?
Yeah, that would be nice.
All right. Okay. I think, is that it, Lana? I think we're caught up.
It for now.
All right. Okay. Everything on Rumble. Good.
I think Red so. Bill.
Yeah, I think we're caught up there. Okay. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate all of you. We'll be back with more before you know it. So we'll see you guys on, after the weekend, actually, technically. But enjoy your Friday night and your weekend, and we'll see you guys later.
Enjoy the spring.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for watching. Go to redicemembers.com and sign up for our exclusive members content. Don't miss our latest shows, interviews, and other videos only for subscribers. You can also become a member by signing up at subscribestar.com/redice. Get full access and help support our work. See you on the other side.